It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
The 1-2 to Osborne, hammered again in the air to left. Back goes Welko, way back to the warning track, and he's done it again! Drake Osborne, a multi-home run game, and Brooklyn takes a 5-0 ninth inning lead.
The 1, Parada lasers one to left, and you can forget that. That ball almost went through the ring light. A towering blast from Kevin Parada, and the Cyclones are on the board.
The 0-2, slider cut on and missed, strike three, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Wilkin Ramos slams the door shut. A perfect 1-2-3, top half of the ninth inning.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
From Maimonides Park in Brooklyn, New York, it's time for Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclones Radio Network and the Bally Live app. This afternoon, it is the Cyclones and the Aberdeen Ironbirds for game number 2 of a 6-game series and a 12-game homestand for Brooklyn. Hey, everyone, what's going on? So great to be with you alongside Justin Rock. My name is Johnny Gadamowicz. We're getting you set for a Wednesday matinee, a noon first pitch here at the ballpark between Brooklyn and Aberdeen. Cyclones will try to make it back-to-back to open up this 6-game set after last night's 3-2 victory over the Ironbirds, a game that didn't really have a whole lot of offense outside of the middle chunks, but Stanley Consuegra and Drake Osborne, each with home runs to power Brooklyn to the victory. Joey Lucchese made a rehab start. He went 3 1/3 strong frames, allowing only one run while striking out 5. And then Robert Kalina out of the Brooklyn bullpen, 5 1/3 of 2-hit scoreless baseball. Justin, all told, not a bad day at the office whatsoever for Brooklyn to begin this homestand.
No, it was not. A fantastic way to start the homestand, especially after really a rather unfortunate beginning with the 2 runs scored on bases loaded, walks at the top of the fourth. Brooklyn immediately answering with 2 runs in the bottom half of the inning, tying the game and taking the lead in the bottom of the fifth inning. And Robert Kalina took the baton from there. 5 1/3 shutout innings of relief. The 5 1/3 frames, a season high for him. Struck out 6, and really impressive because he took it all the way to the end, got the final 3 outs in the ninth inning. Really key for Brooklyn also to give the bullpen some rest after a bullpen day on Sunday.
Yeah, we were wondering on the air last night if Kalina was indeed going to come out to pitch the ninth. He did just that, and he shut the door on the Ironbirds, an Aberdeen squad that's lost 12 straight games now. Another frustrating night for them offensively. They left 9 men on, including the bases loaded to end the 2 innings. So Aberdeen will try to get the offense going as Brooklyn tries to make it 2 straight. Mentioned Stanley Consuegra earlier, hit a 2-run blast to tie the game before Drake Osborne's go-ahead and game-winning solo shot an inning later. For Consuegra, that his 14th home run of the season. That paces this Cyclones crew. He's left the ballpark in 3 of his last 4 games. And Justin, it's safe to say that number 5 for Brooklyn is feeling it right now.
No, he is on another planet. You mentioned it in the in-stadium pregame show, has homered in 3 of the last 4 games he has played. And now 6th or tied for 6th in the South Atlantic League in home runs this year as well. And really, since he's come off the IL, he has been a big power player in the league. There's only one other guy in the league that's hit as many home runs as Stanley since coming off the injured list and making his return on June 29th, and that's his new teammate, Ryan Clifford, who has 9 of them as well. He's top 10 in RBI and total bases as well since coming off the IL at the tail end of June. And if Brooklyn wants to continue making this push towards the postseason, Consuegra's ability to hit for extra bases and for power going to be a big reason why they get there.
And to no surprise, Consuegra featured yet again in Brooklyn's lineup this afternoon. He bats 4th and plays left field. As for this afternoon's starting pitchers, 2 right-handers for Brooklyn, Jordani Ventura, and for Aberdeen, Trace Bright gets the nod. And for Ventura on the Brooklyn side of things, this is someone who has really turned a corner ever since getting promoted to High A Brooklyn. The ERA was up over 5 during his 2023 season with St. Lucie, but since he's come to Brooklyn, he's 2-0 across four games with a 3.20 ERA. And last time we saw him on the road in Jersey Shore, probably his best outing of the 2023 season, whether it be with Brooklyn or St. Lucie, 7 1/3, allowed only 2 runs on 2 hits. So Ventura tries to keep his season moving in the right direction as Brooklyn goes to nab the first 2 games from Aberdeen here on a Wednesday afternoon on the Boardwalk. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, we'll give you a look of this afternoon's starting lineups ahead of the Cyclones and the Ironbirds on Coney Island.
Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. Yes! With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Step right up and greet the Mets this summer at Maimonides Park. Mets legends Bartolo Colon, Mookie Wilson, and recently inducted Mets Hall of Famer Howard Johnson will be coming to Coney Island during the month of July with special autograph and limited edition bobblehead packages available. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit BrooklynCyclones.com/meet the Mets.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave and Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the 3rd inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones.
We continue along with the pregame show here on the Cyclone Radio Network, the Bally Live app. Opening lineup cards have been exchanged between Chris Newell, Brooklyn skipper, and Roberto Mercado on the Aberdeen side of things. Let's give you those starting lineups. First for the visiting Ironbirds at 17-19 in the second half so far. Samuel Basayo leads off. He's the Ironbirds' catcher this afternoon after a tough day yesterday, 0-for-4 with 3 strikeouts. Frederick Bencosme, the 2-batter, he's the shortstop. Creed Willems, the first baseman, hits third, followed by Tim Susnara, who handles cleanup duties and is the DH. Anthony Servinio is the 3rd baseman. He's in the 5-hole, followed by Isaac DeLeon, the right fielder. Then Ryan Higgins bats 7th. He mans center field. Jacob Teeter, the left fielder, he's in the eighth spot, followed by Arizona Plasencia, the nine batter, playing second base. And the starting pitcher this afternoon for Aberdeen, the number 30 prospect in the Orioles organization, according to Baseball America, it is the right-hander Trace Bright. 70 and a third innings, 19 appearances, 15 starts, a 4.48 ERA, only a 1-4 record, but the strikeout numbers are impressive. 107 punchouts in 70 and a third frames, only 41 walks as well. Now on the flip side for the home Cyclones, 23 and 14, still a three-game cushion for first place atop the North Division of the South Atlantic League. Jet Williams, the leadoff man, he is the shortstop, followed by Alex Ramirez, the center fielder in the two-hole. Ryan Clifford, today's DH, he's the three-batter. Stanley Consuegra mentioned earlier, three home runs in the last four games. So, as you might expect, he bats cleanup and plays left field. Jacob Reimer, the first baseman, hits fifth, followed by William Lugo at the hot corner in the sixth spot. DeAndre Smith plays second and hits seventh. Christian Prigent making his Cyclones debut up from low A St. Lucie. He is the catcher, and he hits eighth. Prigent, a 2023 draftee at that, and already at the high A level after four games with St. Lucie. And finally in the ninth spot, Omar De Los Santos, the right fielder. Omar back in the lineup for Brooklyn. He bats ninth and plays right field. One more time quickly for both squads. For Aberdeen, Pasayo, Ben Cosme, Willems, Susnara, Servidio, De Leon, Higgins, Teeter, and Plasencia. And the nine for Brooklyn, Williams, Ramirez, Clifford, Consuegra, Reimer, Lugo, Smith, Prigent, and De Los Santos. And the starting pitcher this afternoon for the Cyclones, it is the right-hander Jordani Ventura, making his fifth Brooklyn appearance. All of them starts, a 2-0 record, 3.20 ERA across 19 innings and change, 17 strikeouts to 11 walks, and a low whip of 1.02 walks and hits per innings pitched. So Ventura and Bright will toe the slab on this Wednesday afternoon as Brooklyn tries to go up 2-0, and Aberdeen tries to pull even and halt their 12-game skid here on Coney Island. We'll take a short break, and when we come back, it is just about that time for baseball. We'll get you on your way with Justin. Cyclones and Ironbirds coming up after the break.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. Yes! With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Step right up and greet the Mets this summer at Maimonides Park. Mets legends Bartolo Colon, Mookie Wilson, and recently inducted Mets Hall of Famer Howard Johnson will be coming to Coney Island during the month of July with special autograph and limited edition bobblehead packages available. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit BrooklynCyclones.com/meet the Mets.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes four tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket, as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, BrooklynCyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
Beautiful rendition of our national anthem performed by the Jewel Tones here on this gorgeous Wednesday afternoon. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz with you, getting you ready for first pitch today. And as Jordani Ventura gets ready on the mound, let's take another peek at the Aberdeen starting lineup tonight, put together by their manager, Roberto Mercado. Samuel Basayo, Frederick Bencosme, Creed Willems at the top, Tim Sosnara, Anthony Servideo, and Isaac De Leon at the heart with Ryan Higgins, Jacob Teeter, and Arizona Placencia rounding out the starting nine. Jordani Ventura making the start for the Cyclones today. Jordani, 6 feet tall, 200 pounds, 23 years old, from Santo Domingo, in the Dominican Republic. Ventura making his fifth start with Brooklyn. 2-0, a 3.20 ERA. Just 9 hits allowed in 19 and two-thirds innings. 11 walks, 17 strikeouts. Ventura joining Brooklyn after the All-Star break from single-A St. Lucie. And has really hit his stride. You look at the last two starts for Ventura. Combined 12 and a third innings, 4 runs on 5 hits, 6 walks, 13 strikeouts. The walk rate up, the strikeout rate up, the walk rate is down. The Mets' number 29 prospect, Baseball America releasing their updated list. Literally as we got on the airwaves here today on Coney Island, Ventura now at number 29. On their top 30 and beginning to come into his own as he continues on with his high A career. Beautiful day here on Coney Island. Sun shining, not a cloud really seen across the horizon. Right now, 82 degrees, real feel at 90. In the shade, not too bad, 79 degrees. 12-mile-per-hour wind gusts to the northwest. American flag out in center, blowing straight out. Samuel Basayo, the number 5 prospect in the Orioles system, will lead things off. The righty ready. Our first pitch of the day is a fastball outside at 89, and we are underway at 12:07 Eastern Time. Basayo, 2-4 his first 26 with the Ironbirds, 0-4 with 3 Ks as the first baseman yesterday. As this fouled off the glove of the catcher, Pregent. It is 1-1. Christian Pregent, first member of the 2023 draft class to make it up to Brooklyn and the high A level. The 1-1 is popped in the air. Third base side. Lugo onto the warning track by the Aberdeen dugout. Can't quite make the backhanded catch. And so Basayo stays alive. It's 1-2. Not an easy play there for Lugo, especially with the railing in front of him.
Didn't do himself any favors with it, though. Came in on it from a little bit of an awkward angle, but it was a corkscrewed ball that was tough to get a read on regardless.
1-2, and Basayo hammers it down the right field line. That one's going to get in for extra bases. Couple of hops off the fence. Basayo on his way to second. Throw in by De Los Santos, cut off by DeAndre Smith. The first extra base hit in Basayo's Aberdeen career. 20th double of his 2023 campaign. And the Ironbirds with a man in scoring position, one batter into the contest.
And it's been a frustrating start for Basayo at the high A level. That has to feel good to get him going in the right direction.
So one on, nobody out. Frederick Benkosme, the batter. Benkosme 0-4 yesterday with a walk. Had his 4-game hitting streak snap, but has reached in 5 consecutive games. Righty deals, and Benkosme fights it off the handle. The count 0-1. Benkosme hitting at 239, a homer, 35 RBIs, a 653 OPS. Williams holds on the runner, Basayo at second. The 0-1. And Benkosme fouls another one to the screen. Ventura ahead 0-2. Giordani last time out earned his second straight win against Jersey Shore. Last Wednesday afternoon set a new career high in innings pitched. Went 2 innings longer than any of his previous starts in his career. The 0-2. This is a chopper over the mound. Charging in is Smith. Sidearm throw to first in time. Good stretch by Reimer. As advancing to third on the play goes Basayo, one away in the first inning. Let's take a look at the Cyclones defensively here this afternoon. Left to right in the outfield, it is Stanley Consuegra, Alex Ramirez, and Omar De Los Santos. Third to first around the infield, William Lugo, Jet Williams, DeAndre Smith, and Jacob Reimer, with Christian Pregent making his Cyclones debut behind the plate. As Willems lines this in the air right field, coming on De Los Santos to make the catch. Basayo tagging the throw home by Omar, the tag by Pregent, safe! Sorry? Looked like the throw from right field beat Basayo to the plate. And I guess Pregent just missed the tag as Basayo slid in head first. It's a sack fly for Creed Willems and a 1-0 Aberdeen lead in the opening frame. Willems is 35th RBI in the South Atlantic League. I don't know what you saw on that play, Johnny.
I thought Omar got him. We need to see some sort of replay to have a stronger opinion on it, though.
Pregent apparently lost the ball when he tried to tag him and were obstructed here by Pregent and the home plate umpire. So a missed opportunity for Brooklyn. It was a great throw by Omar. The 0-1 outside of Cisnara, and the count evens at a ball and a strike.
Particularly for Omar, who hasn't played a ton as of recently, for him to step right in his first inning of work, unleash a throw like that is impressive.
This tapped up the first base line, a foul ball. And the count now 1-2 on Cisnara. Cisnara, 2-for-3 yesterday, doubled and walked. 3 for his first 5 in 2 games with the Ironbirds. A double, a homer, and an RBI. He's hitting 208 in 33 games at Double-A Bowie. A 1-2, and Cisnara, a high fly ball, shallow center field. Out is Smith, in is Ramirez, and with those bright neon yellow or green cleats, depending on which angle the sun is hitting him, makes the catch to end the inning. But the Ironbirds take advantage of a leadoff double and pick up a run on one hit at the end of half an inning. It's the Ironbirds 1 and the Cyclones coming to bat on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network and the Valley Live app.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
We have no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, you told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Hi, this is Kevin Parada from Pasadena, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
So before he ever throws a pitch, Trace Bright is spotted to an early 1-0 lead. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. Happy to have you with us on this Wednesday afternoon. Quick run through of the Brooklyn lineup. Bright will face Williams, Ramirez, Clifford at the top, Consuegra, Reimer, and Lugo, the heart, with Smith, Pregent, and De Los Santos rounding out the order. Trace Bright on the mound this afternoon, 6'4", 199 pounds, 22 years old, from Montgomery, Alabama. Jet Williams walked last night in his Cyclones debut, at least at home, and he takes high for ball one. A 1-0 to Williams outside. And the count, 2 balls and no strikes. Jet, 0-4-3 yesterday, walked and stole a base, 5-for-20 in his first 7 games. And he takes outside and high. It's 3-0. No homers, 2 RBIs for Jet with Brooklyn. Overall, hitting 249 between here and St. Lucie. The 3-0 is in for a called strike. And the count now, 3-1. Bright making his 20th appearance and 16th start as Williams, a high fly ball left field. Now going back is Teeter, warning track, and that one's off the very top of the video board and gone. Welcome to Coney Island, Jet Williams. His first Cyclones home run, his 7th of the year, and just like that, we're tied at 1 in the bottom of the first. Third RBI with the Cyclones, his 37th total. And Williams making himself feel right at home here on Coney Island, Johnny.
I don't even know if that one clanged the video board. It might have been the wood Cyclone above it. That bottom plank right where the wood sort of meets the very top of the board. Either way, really impressive display of power from Williams.
Packs a punch in that 5'7" frame as Alex Ramirez takes outside again. It's 2-0. Ramirez hitting at 247, six homers, a team best 46 RBIs. And he takes a called strike. It's 2-1. A 2-1. And Ramirez bounces it foul off the railing of the third base dugout. And it's two balls and two strikes. But Jet Williams continuing his impressive display. Just 19 years of age. As Ramirez fouls it back towards us. Actually lands right on top of a chair in front of the control room. Plopped right on the seat. The 2-2. And Ramirez takes inside the count full.
Boy, those are some bright cleats Alex has on this afternoon. They look like soccer cleats almost.
The bright neon cleats matching the bright sunshine today. The payoff pitch, and Ramirez reaches and stings one towards third. Nice diving stop by Servideo. Gets up, throw to first in time for the first out of the inning. What a beautiful play at third by Anthony Servideo to take away a base hit from Alex Ramirez. So one away. In the bottom half of the first inning, brings up the designated hitter, Ryan Clifford. New number three Mets prospect, according to Baseball America. And the first pitch to Cliff is a breaking ball strike. It's 0-1. Defensively behind Bright this afternoon, left to right in the outfield, Jacob Teeter, Ryan Higgins, and Isaac De Leon. The 0-1 inside. It's even had a ball and a strike. Third to first around the infield, Anthony Servideo, Frederick Bencosme, Arison Plasencia, and Creed Willems. Samuel Basayo doing the catching, the 1-1. And Clifford late on the fastball. It's a ball and two strikes. Ryan, 2-4 his first 18 with Brooklyn, hitting 259 in the South Atlantic League. Is this a ground ball back up the middle? And there's his first Maimonides Park base hit. Was hitless last night in his debut on Coney Island. And Clifford rings a single to center in his first at-bat on this Wednesday. So one on, one out, one in. And now one of the guys you talked about pregame, Stanley Consuegra. Stanley hitting at 241, 14 home runs, 41 RBIs. And this is a ground ball up the middle, fielded by the shortstop on to second for one. Plasencia to first late. So a 6-4 fielder's choice. Ball just not hit hard enough for Aberdeen to turn two. One on, two out for Jacob Reimer. Reimer 1-for-3 yesterday. And his Coney Island debut, hitting at .164 for his first 25 of the Cyclones, a homer and three RBIs. Righty fires and Bright hits the outside corner. It's 0-1. Trace, 1-4 record, a .448 ERA coming into play here on Wednesday. Just 51 hits allowed and 70 in a third innings. 41 walks, 107 strikeouts. As Reimer takes inside, it's even. Bright last time out. No decision against Hickory. That was last Thursday. Four innings of one-run ball, two hits. Walk three, tied a career high with 10 strikeouts. As Reimer takes outside, it's 2-1. Threw 82 pitches in that ball game. Trace Bright did. Consuegra leads off first. Now the 2-1 outside. And Reimer ahead, three balls and a strike. Reimer now number 14. On the Mets' top 30 prospect list, according to MLB Pipeline. Fourth round pick last year out of high school. That pitch outside with the runner in motion. And Reimer continues his keen eye. He works a walk in Brooklyn with two on and two out for the third baseman, William Lugo. And honestly, Johnny, we talked a little bit about it yesterday, pregame, postgame. One of the more impressive things about the three newcomers, all three high school draftees last year, is one, how well they have handled themselves already at this level and an off-the-field standpoint, but their eye at the plate been so impressive. A mature approach for all three as Lugo swings and misses. It's 0-1. That's just not something you see every time from a group of kids that were a year removed from high school.
Now, just a super disciplined approach, and this Cyclones team can really benefit from that.
The 0-1, and Lugo fouls it off the netting. It's 0-2. Lugo at 213, 11 homers, 37 batted in.
Coming into today, Brooklyn had drawn the fewest walks out of any South Atlantic League team. So guys like Williams and Reimer and Clifford, too, really hoping to help in that department and issue some free passes.
The 0-2, and Lugo strikes out swinging. Got him on the top-bottom breaking ball. First strikeout tonight for Bright. Strands a pair in the inning, but Brooklyn ties the game on the long home run to left by Jet Williams. At the end of one, tied at one on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down,
you're out. Just move on.
Top of the second inning, tied at one. Jet Williams, his first Brooklyn Cyclone home run, evening the score. Fans, Forest Electric New York is proud to be the preferred electrical contractor of your Brooklyn Cyclones. Whether it's a small-scale service job or a large-scale electrical installation, Forest Electric New York has the experience and expertise to provide a high-performance, single-source electrical solution. Anthony Servideo, Isaac De Leon, Ryan Higgins. 3-2 up for Aberdeen in the second. Servideo 1-for-4 at an RBI walk in his Iron Bird debut yesterday. And the first pitch he sees today downstairs for ball one. Servideo has reached in seven straight games dating back to his tenure at AA Bowie. But just 6 for his last 26. As he takes high, it's 2 balls and 0 strikes. This is the third different level in the organization Servideo has played at this year. 59 games at AA, 11 also at low A Delmarva. As Ventura snaps off an off-speed pitch that Servideo swings through, it's 2-1. Brooklyn this afternoon, home white uniform, Cyclones arched across the chest in red. The 2-1. This is a number up the third base line, of foul ball. And it's even at 2-2. Red numerals front and back with a black and gold border. White pants down to the ankles for Ventura. Red and gold piping along the side. White on white cleats buried into the stadium mound. Navy cap, navy bill. White old English B with the red interlocking C. The 2-2. Servideo checks his swing. He went around, says the base umpire. Servideo trying to avoid the tag, but not leaving the batter's circle. I don't think he agreed with the call. but at least he had some fun with it against Christian Pregent. One away at the top of the second inning.
Who needs running towards first base? Just dodge the tag. You can go backwards.
Isaac De Leon getting the start in right field again today. Was 0 for 4 last night. And he swings through that first pitch from Ventura. It's 0-1. De Leon hitting at a .181 in 78 games. 46 for 254. Four homers, 22 RBIs. As that breaking ball misses over his head. It's even at a ball and a strike. Beautiful day here in Brooklyn. Hard to believe this is the last scheduled day game midweek for Brooklyn this season. As that pitch outside. Next two Wednesday home games will be at 7 o'clock. The 2-1. De Leon pops it up. Right side of the infield. Now onto the outfield turf is DeAndre Smith. And with De Los Santos behind him, makes the catch for the second out. Happy belated birthday to Omar De Los Santos. Turned 24 yesterday. Also, a couple of shout-outs in the front office. Sharon Lundy celebrating her birthday yesterday. Happy belated birthday to Sharon. And it was Courtney Roberts' birthday over the weekend. So happy belated birthday to Courtney. Ryan Higgins will dig in. Righty batter takes down and away. It's 1-0. Higgins, 1-for-3 yesterday, walked and struck out. Hitting a .184 in Aberdeen, 25 for 136, the 1-0. Tapped foul, it's 1-1. Four homers for Higgins, 23 RBIs. Been back off the IL since June the 20th. But Higgins just 9 for his last 72 in his previous 21 games. As Ventura issues a strike on the inside corner. And he's ahead 1-2. Base is empty, two out. Ventura a strike away from his first 1-2-3 inning. The 1-2. And Higgins holds up on the offering down. It's even at two balls and two strikes. Alrighty, kicks now the 2-2. And a breaking ball at the knees, strike three called. Second strikeout of the inning for Ventura. And he's retired six in a row since giving up the leadoff double to Basayo. No runs, no hits, nobody left at the end of 1.5, tied at 1 on the Cyclones Radio Network and the Valley Live app.
Hey, Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket, as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Hola, soy César Berbesi de la ciudad de Maracay, Venezuela, y está escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Bottom of the second inning, Brooklyn and Aberdeen tied at one. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz with you. Bottom of the 12 o'clock hour, just wrapped up our on-field game of limbo. You flexible like that, Johnny? You big
Can't
limbo
say
player?
I am. cannot say I am. It would be an embarrassing effort for me if I were to try to do my best Wimbo. How about yourself?
Flexibility was never my strong point. That's why I'm in the booth. As DeAndre Smith, he's a little bit more flexible as he lines that base hit in a right center field for a knock. DeAndre showing off that flexibility with that great sprawling catch to end the ball game last night. You had a front row seat to that, Johnny, down on the field. How did it look from the field level?
It was crazy. I thought he had no shot at getting to it, to be perfectly honest with you. I thought it was just one of those balls that was perfectly placed in no man's land and was going to turn into a base hit, but Smith saying, not on my watch.
Continuing to improve defensively as Christian Pregent up for his first Cyclone at bat. And he takes low for ball one. Pregent was the Mets' 10th round pick last month out of Stetson University. Same alma mater as Jacob DeGrom in DeLand, Florida, about 30 minutes outside Daytona Beach as Pregent takes a strike. It's 1-1, and fitting that his first series in the Mets organization, not too far away from where he grew up. It was in Daytona. Went 2-for-13 in four games with a home run. The 1-1 off the hands and back to the netting. It's 1-2. Pregent, this past summer, or rather really spring at Stetson, hit 315 for the Hatters, 12 homers, 46 RBIs. Smith leads off first. The 1-2 runner goes, pitch in the dirt. Pasayo's throw from his knees, got him. DeAndre Smith can't believe it. That's about as the most emotion we've seen from Smith on the field in a game this year. And Basayo, showing off his strong arm, throws him out from his knees. First time Smith's been caught stealing this year. So the count now 2-2 on Pregent. And he swings and misses. Bat goes flying towards Aberdeen's on deck circle. And Bright has his second strikeout, just like that, two away in the second inning. Aberdeen this afternoon in the Powder Blues. Ironbirds in white script lettering across the chest. White numerals front and back with a orange border. Gray pants all the way down to the ankles for Bright. Royal blue cap, royal blue bill. Omar De Los Santos fouls that pitch off his foot. And the count 0-1. Orange script A on the front of that royal blue cap with the silver Ironbird logo through the middle. De Los Santos, first game for him since Saturday, went 0-for-4 in Jersey Shore. Hitting at 203, 5 homers, 30 RBIs. The 0-1, swing and a miss. The pitch up at 85, and Bright in the driver's seat, 0-2. Bases empty, two out, tied at 1. Jet Williams waiting on deck. The 0-2, and De Los Santos late on the 93-mile-an-hour fastball for strike three. Third strikeout today for Bright. Faces the minimum thanks to the caught stealing. Following the leadoff base hit by DeAndre Smith after two. Tied at 1 on the Cyclones Radio Network and the Valley Live app.
Hey guys, here at Baikal Auto Mall, we always have over 500 cars in stock in our heated facility for your comfort and convenience. So whether you're on the showroom floor, the third floor, or the basement.
Over 500 cars all General Motors makes, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac, as well as over 100 pre-owned cars in stock at all times.
And don't forget, if there's something that you like and you don't see, contact us, because here at Baikal, you've always got a pal.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
Top of the third inning. Tied at 1 here from Brooklyn. Fan Suite and Boozy Ice Cream has arrived on Coney Island. Located next to the bar by the team store on the third base concourse, Sweet and Boozy serves up four incredible ice cream flavors, five booze-infused flavors for adult fans, and three social media crazy thunder cups for you to snap some pictures with. Make sure you come on down to a Cyclones game to get your sweetness on. Top of the third, Jacob Teeter to lead off, and here's Johnny Gadamowicz with the play-by-play.
Thank you, Justin. 1-1 our score as we enter the third, and the first pitch is cut on and missed to Jacob Teeter, and it's nothing and one. Jordani Ventura, only one run allowed through his first two frames so far, deals a 0-1 pitch, and Teeter thought better than to swing at the pitch in the dirt, so it is one ball and one strike. Only run so far today for Aberdeen, coming off a sacrifice fly. 1-1. Swinging a fly ball, left-hand side, into the seats and out of play. Yeah, Omar De Los Santos in right field made a routine catch and then lasered a ball to home. Samuel Basayo tagged from third and on a bang-bang play was ruled safe at the plate to give Aberdeen the game's first run. Teeter asks for time before he digs back in. Brooklyn countered quickly, though. A Jet Williams solo shot to lead off the bottom of the first. No runs in the second. That's where we are now. 1-2. Swing and a missed strike. 3. A tailing breaking ball downstairs. Second straight punch out for Jordani Ventura. He's got 3 on the afternoon now, and there's one away. Bases empty. That strikeout, of course, a painting the corner strikeout. Brought to you by our friends at Lock and Solo Paints. Be sure to visit them in Brooklyn or the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Now the 9-man, Arizon Plasencia. First pitch swinging, fouls at third base side. It's nothing and one. Plasencia out of the 9 spot came into the game yesterday, went 0-for-1 with a strikeout to replace Carter Young, the Vanderbilt product. Ventura working out of the full wind with the bases empty, deals an 0-1 pitch, and it's sliced foul. Out of play again, and it's 0-2. So Plasencia falling behind quickly at just $1.20 during his time in Aberdeen so far this season. Ventura quick to work, 0-2 pitch. Plasencia swings and misses. Drop third strike. Pregent collects and throws down to first in time for out number two. Back-to-back punch-outs to start the frame for Jordani Ventura. And just like that, two gone, bases empty. And yet another lock and solo paints, painting the corner strikeout. Now we go back to the top for Samuel Basayo, who scored the only Aberdeen run. First pitch. Breaking ball clips the outer black for a called strike, and it is nothing and one of the Aberdeen leadoff man. Tough day at the office for Basayo yesterday, 0-for-4, 3 strikeouts, 0-1. Pregent tried to frame it, but it missed at the knees, and it is one ball and one strike. Ventura really favoring the breaking balls. A lot of off-speed stuff here in this frame. That last pitch a changeup. 1-1 upcoming, he deals. Goes to the fastball, and it's fouled straight back. 91 on the radar gun that time from Jordani. And he's ahead on the Aberdeen catcher. One ball and two strikes. Two gone, bases empty. We're in a 1-1 tie here in the top of the third. And a 1-2 delivery misses down and in. And it's two balls and two strikes. And Basayo at just 0.77 in a small sample size with Aberdeen as far as the batting average is concerned. But the number 5 prospect in the Orioles organization per Baseball America. Ventura out of the full wind. Here's his 2-2. Misses low. And Basayo, the lefty batter, wisely works the count full. Not only does Samuel have the only Aberdeen run of the afternoon so far, he's also got the only Iron Birds hit. Payoff. Misses low. Ball 4. So Basayo aboard for the second time this afternoon. After Ventura's frame started swimmingly, back-to-back strikeouts, he does issue a 2-out walk to Basayo. That's just the first walk Jordani has allowed today. But not out of the woods just yet here in the top of the third. Now Frederick Benkosme, 0-for-1, ground out to second base. Ventura shifts gears, working out of the stretch. Righty arm on lefty bat, and time called. Basayo at first, he's a catcher. Not every day you see a catcher in the leadoff spot, but does have some speed. Reimer, the first baseman, holding him on with two gone. Ventura still sizing up his first delivery. Here's the pitch. Fastball misses downstairs for ball one. Ben Cosme at 239. Tough day for him yesterday, 0 for 4. Swinging a foul ball into the seats and onto the rooftop, just offset to our left, and it's 1-1. Yeah, top three hitters today for Aberdeen, Basayo, Ben Cosme, and Willems, who stands on deck now, a combined 0 for 12 yesterday. In a 3-2 Brooklyn win to kickstart this 12-game homestand. 1-1. Hit in the air, left-hand side, tailing into foul ground. And a nice catch made by a fan in the front row, reaching over the railing to reel it in.
Get that kid a contract. Who cares if he's got a glove?
Left fielder Stanley Consuegra had no chance of getting there in time. So the fan said, all right, I'll make a play at it. Worked out for the better. 1-2 with two away, man on first. 1-1 tie here in the third. Ventura deals. Misses up and away. And it's two balls and two strikes now to the Aberdeen shortstop, Ben Cosme. Yeah, Brooklyn yesterday, of course, 3-2 winners. Stanley Consuegra, Drake Osborne, each with home runs. Jet Williams following that up this afternoon with one himself. 2-2. Fouled off his leg. And the count remains two balls and two strikes. And usually when Brooklyn leaves the ballpark twice, good things happen. The Cyclones 15-8 on the season when they hit two home runs. Really kept Aberdeen's bats at bay yesterday. Ironbirds in a bit of a funk offensively during this 12-game losing streak. Ventura's 2-2. In there, strike three called on the fastball. Jordani Ventura with three punch outs in the frame. He strands a man at first to conclude this top of the third in this 1-1 tie on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Step right up and greet the Mets this summer at Maimonides Park. Mets legends Bartolo Colon, Mookie Wilson, and recently inducted Mets Hall of Famer Howard Johnson will be coming to Coney Island during the month of July with special autograph and limited edition bobblehead packages available. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit brooklyncyclones.com/meetthemets.
Hi, this is Kevin Kendall from La Mirada, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Oh, back to the top we go. Williams, Ramirez, and Clifford. 1-2-3 in the Brooklyn batting order to begin this bottom half of inning number three here from Maimonides Park on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app. It's a 1-1 tie alongside Justin Rock. I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. Jet Williams responsible for the only Brooklyn run of the afternoon so far here on this final camp day of the 2023 campaign, a noon first pitch on this Wednesday afternoon. But Williams left the ballpark, his first time up at the dish today. A solo home run to pull Brooklyn even at one. That's still our score as we enter the bottom of the third now. Trace Bright back out for his third frame. First pitch. Williams takes a called strike outside corner. It's nothing and one. Trace Bright, 107 strikeouts entering play today. 0-1. Williams fouls it off his leg and jet behind quickly, nothing and two. 107 punchouts in just 70.1 innings for the right-hander. Who knows a thing or two about mowing down opposing bats. Ahead, nothing and two on Williams here, the pitch. Fastball called strike three on the outside corner. Williams not a fan. Pacing slowly back to the Brooklyn dugout on the first base side. But either way, Trace Bright has struck out his third batter in a row, fourth overall, of the afternoon. First of the backward K variety. And there is one gone, and the base is empty. Still a 1-1 tie for Alex Ramirez. Pitch. Ramirez takes a pitch right over the heart of the zone for a called strike. It's nothing and one. Alex 0 for 1 today. Grounded out to third on a nice play by Anthony Servidio. A 1. Ramirez takes a borderline called strike, 2 on the outside corner. And apparently displeased with it, shrugs his shoulders before he digs back in. Wags that bat off the right shoulder, 0-2, and Ramirez punches it foul behind home plate. Alex asked for time just before that 0-2 delivery, but it was not granted by the home plate umpire Chad Westwake, as Bright was just about to enter his motion. Trace picks up the rosin bag, throws it back down. Back atop the hill. Ahead on Ramirez, nothing and two. Alex, the number 12 prospect in the Met org, according to the list that dropped just today from Baseball America, updating their top 30. And Ramirez is out on strikes on a pitch clock violation. A called strike 3. He wasn't ready to go in that righty batter's box. So I guess he can say 4 straight strikeouts now for Trace Bright.
And still goes down as a strikeout in your scorebook. Though not the most usual way for a guy to go down looking.
We'll call it a sideways K in the scorebook. 2 gone, bases empty. First pitch misses down and in to the DH, Ryan Clifford. It's 1-0. Yeah, you got the sense Ramirez and Westwake were butting heads a little bit throughout the course of that at-bat after a borderline strike call. Then Ramirez not granted time. 1-0. Misses outside, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. And I'm sure it did not end the way Alex would have liked. 2-0. Clifford takes a breaking ball on the outside corner for a called strike 1. 2 balls and 1 strike. Bases empty, 2 away. 1-1 here in the bottom of the third between Brooklyn and Aberdeen. Pitch. Clifford pokes it on the left-hand side. Third baseman Servidio off a backhand. Strong throw. Not in time. Clifford beat it out. Servidio did a nice job getting to that baseball and fielding it cleanly on the backhand, but had his momentum going in the opposite direction of first. Took a lot just to get that throw within the vicinity of first by the time Clifford was approaching it, but Ryan just a bit too speedy, and it is a 2-out base runner for Brooklyn, and more specifically, Stanley Consuegra. First pitch, Consuegra, big hack and a miss. On a pitch down and away, it's nothing and one. Stanley with long balls in 3 of the last 4 games. Plenty of pop out of the cleanup spot for the Clones. Bright out of the stretch. Belt set, 0-1. Consuegra takes away for ball 1. Hot Wednesday afternoon here at the ballpark. Plenty of blue skies overhead. Couple of stray clouds. Throw over to check on the runner who is back safely. Clifford diving back in head first.
But where we are in the shade, not too humid. We want your perfect temperature for a Wednesday afternoon game here in New York City in Brooklyn.
Final weekday day game of the regular season. 1-1. Consuegra waves and misses over the top of a breaking ball, and it's 1-2.
You still got those 2 o'clock starts on Sunday. This series next in the final home series to close out the regular season.
One of 2 instances all season, Brooklyn has back-to-back weeks home. 1-2, misses down and away, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. And again, for what it's worth, meaningful games. The Cyclones a 3-game cushion for first place at 23-14. Up 3 games on Jersey Shore, who defeated Hudson Valley in game 1 of their 6-game set last night. 2-2. Consuegra takes a called strike 3 on the inside corner. He can't believe it. Consuegra froze in that righty batter's box and kept his feet planted right there for a good 3 or 4 seconds after the call was made by the home plate umpire Chad Westlake. But either way, Trace Bright has 3 punch-outs in the frame, and Brooklyn strands a base runner on first. It's still 1-1 as we move to the fourth on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
Step right up and greet the Mets this summer at Maimonides Park. Mets legends Bartolo Colon, Mookie Wilson, and recently inducted Mets Hall of Famer Howard Johnson will be coming to Coney Island during the month of July with special autograph and limited edition bobblehead packages available. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit BrooklynCyclones.com/meet the Mets.
We go to the fourth from Maimonides Park. Brooklyn 1 and Aberdeen 1 on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app. Alongside Justin Rock, I'm Johnny Gadamowitz. Each team with one run in the first inning, but no runs across on either side since then. And it's a 1-1 tie. That's what Jordani Ventura, Brooklyn starter, comes back out to pitch this top of the fourth. Ventura gets 3-4-5 to start his frame. Creed Willems, Tim Susnara, then Anthony Servidio. First toss. Fastball misses just a hair away to the lefty hitting Willems, and it's 1-0. Willems brought in the only Aberdeen run so far on his sacrifice fly in the first. 1-0. Swinging a foul ball straight back. One ball and one strike. Willems out of the three spot this afternoon for the Ironbirds. Coming off an 0-for-4 day right here last night. 1-1. Willems hits it high in the air. Left-hand side into foul ground. Third baseman Lugo to have a look, but it pops in and out of the glove of the catcher Pregent. Pregent covered a lot of ground to get to that baseball, but it just bounced right out of his big catcher's mitt. So Willems is bailed out, and a 1-2 delivery upcoming. Willems just 2 for his last 19 up at the dish. And a .210 batting average to his credit during his time in Aberdeen. Ventura ahead on him, 1-2. Jordani into the wind and the pitch. Swinging a foul ball into the seats behind home plate. And the count remains 1-2. Nice catch made by a fan below on field level. Brooklyn infield playing back towards the outfield turf. 1-2. In there, strike 3 called. Ventura went to the fastball. Willems could not do anything with it. And Jordani Ventura has back-to-back backwards Ks. His 6th overall of the night. Another lock and solo paints. Painting the corner strikeout. And boy, did Ventura paint that one on the outside corner. Make sure you pay him a visit in Brooklyn or the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. First pitch to Tim Susnara is a breaking ball called strike at the knees, and it's nothing and one. So Ventura now 6 punch outs through only 3 1/3. A 1 delivery. Susnara uppercut, swing and a miss. And Ventura ahead yet again. It is quickly nothing and two. Of course, you have to remember Jordani last time out 9 Ks through 7 1/3. 0-2, a comebacker over the middle. Williams, the shortstop, to his left. He ingests and throws over to first in time for the second out. So 2 up, 2 down to begin this top of the fourth. And now Anthony Servidio with the bases empty, 2 gone, still a 1-1 tie. But yeah, Ventura was nails last time on the road in Lakewood, New Jersey against the Blue Claws. Picked up the win, mentioned those 7 1/3 innings he hurled, only 2 hits allowed. 9 strikeouts to just 2 walks. Righty arm on lefty bat, Servidio. And he takes a first pitch fastball for a strike on the inner half. It's nothing and one. Still only 1 base hit for Aberdeen so far today. And it was the first Ironburn batter of the day. Samuel Basayo led this contest off with a double. But Ventura has settled in extremely nicely ever since that double. A 1 misses inside. 1 ball and 1 strike. Yeah, Giordani in his four Brooklyn appearances, all starts coming into play today, hadn't surrendered more than three earned runs in any of them. 1-1. Misses down and in, and it's two balls and one strike. Ventura right back to work. 2-1 pitch. Misses down and in, and it is two balls and two strikes to Willems.
And if you really look beyond that final start he had with St. Lucie, where he gave up 10 runs, 8 earned, the four starts prior to that, or four appearances prior to that, gave up two runs or fewer.
3-1 pitch. Willems skies this one to shallow left field. Consuegra in and to his left makes the catch to retire the side. So a 1-2-3 for Giordani Ventura. Keeps us tied at one through 3.5 in Brooklyn. You're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclone Radio Network and watching along on the Bally Live app.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hola, soy Alex Ramirez. Mi ciudad natal es Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn solo en la cadena de radio en Los Ángeles.
Jacob Reimer, William Lugo, DeAndre Smith, the three in the frame as we move to the bottom of the fourth. Those three will try to break this 1-1 tie between the Cyclones and the Ironbirds here on this Wednesday afternoon. Scenic Coney Island alongside Justin Rock. I'm Johnny Gadamowitz. This game is turned into a pitcher's duel rather quickly after each team with a run in the first inning. Both Giordani Ventura and Trace Bright have settled in very nicely. Bright's first toss is fouled away, right-hand side out of play, and it's nothing and one to Jacob Reimer. Reimer has walked his only time up at the dish so far this afternoon. Righty arm on righty bat, open stance, a one, and it hits Reimer. Just ran in quickly, not sure if it caught him on the leg or the hip, but Jacob quickly springs back up onto his feet. Paul Gonzalez, head athletic trainer for the Cyclones, out to check on the Brooklyn first baseman.
Looked like it caught him in the thigh right above the knee on that left leg. Paul Gonzalez, the head athletic trainer, out to take a look. Chris Newell, third base coach and manager, heard what he needed to from Reimer. Juan Loyo serving as first base coach today, having a chat as well.
And Gonzalez continues to walk Reimer down the first base line. Newell back to his post on the third base side. And now Jacob just going to jog it off a little bit, make sure he is all good before we continue along here in this 1-1 tie in the bottom of the fourth.
Great news to report out of AA. Blade Tidwell, second AA start today against Somerset. Career high, 7 2/3 innings, 6 hits, 2 runs, no walks, 7 strikeouts, now 121 Ks this year, and 93 and a third innings between here and Binghamton. Love to see it with Blade thriving in his new digs in the Eastern League.
Yeah, Tidwell did nothing but impress during his time in Brooklyn, carrying that over to AA. First pitch misses down and away to William Lugo, and it's 1-0. Lugo 0-for-1, a swinging strikeout. Trace Bright has punched out 6 Brooklyn batters through 3 innings and change. Nobody out and a runner on. 1-0 to Lugo, and he hits it off the handle, foul out of play first base side, and it's 1-1. Lugo at 213 with Brooklyn this season. 1-for-3 with a strikeout yesterday. Mentioned it yesterday as well, Justin, but this Brooklyn lineup just has gotten so much deeper with the recent additions of Williams, Clifford, and Reimer. 1-1 misses down and away, and it's 2-1.
And it's only going to get better when Parada and Estep come back.
Absolutely. And you think about pre that Jersey Shore series where William Lugo, a very capable batter, was hitting in this Brooklyn lineup, 3-4, 2-1, cut on and missed, and it's 2-2. And this is the second day in a row now where Chris Newell has had Lugo penciled in the sixth spot, and that's no knock on him. It's just a testament to the high-quality bats that have joined the ranks of this Brooklyn team. 2-2 to Lugo, and he takes a called strike 3 over the heart of the plate. 91-mile-an-hour heater from Bright, who has punched out now 7. And there's one away with Reimer still standing off of first base for DeAndre Smith.
Yeah, and you got a guy like DeAndre Smith batting 7th. And situation like yesterday, we have Rylan Thomas is essentially a second leadoff batter in the 9th spot. The way Drake Osborne can hit for power, got a threat 1-9.
First pitch, Smith takes a strike. It's 0-1. Yeah, not a bad problem to have whatsoever. A plethora of bats for this Brooklyn team that more often than not this year has really prided itself on the pitching. But now plenty of stud bats throughout the lineup. 0-1 to DeAndre, and he takes up and away. It's 1-1. After all, this Brooklyn team, despite being in first place in the second half in the North Division, on the year still does have the worst OPS out of any SAL team. 1-1. Smith swings and misses over the top of a breaking ball, and it's 1-2. Good crowd on hand here on this Wednesday afternoon. Camp Day on the boardwalk. 1-1 tie and a man on first with one away. 1-2 the count. Righty on righty pitch. Smith flares it foul, right-hand side. Count will stay right there at 1-2. Just a picturesque day in Brooklyn. You look out to the Atlantic Ocean, and the visibility great. You can practically see where ocean meets sky out on the horizon. 1-2. Smith just grabs a piece, fouls it off the handle of the bat, and we'll do it again at 1-2.
No, it really is just a beautiful, perfect day to have a camp day here at the ballpark. A lot of youngsters and their counselors coming out, having a good time. Instead of playing baseball today, they're watching it.
1-2 upcoming to DeAndre. Bright set at the belt, and he deals. Swinging a missed strike 3. Smith down on strikes. Make it 8 strikeouts now for Trace Bright, who has back-to-back punch-outs. So following the leadoff hit by pitch, 2 straight strikeouts, and there's 2 gone.
And since DeAndre Smith was caught stealing in the second inning, the last 7 outs for Bright have all been strikeouts. And all 8 of his last recorded outs himself have been strikeouts. Caught stealing, the only outlier.
First pitch misses to Christian Pregent, and the count 1-0 on the Brooklyn catcher. Pregent is first time up, 0-1, a swinging strikeout. 1-0 upcoming. Pregent takes a breaking ball away for ball 2. You know, we hear all the time about this Maimonides Park backdrop and how it's truly one of the best and most unique in not just minor league baseball, but really any baseball stadium you can find in the country. 2-0. And Pregent takes a called strike. It's 2-1. And it's true every day. The backdrop, of course, doesn't change on a day-to-day basis. But on a day like today, that's when you really get to see it in full effect. Take center stage beyond the fence. 2-1 upcoming. He deals. Pregent takes downstairs. 3-1.
And honestly, one of the great things is while it's even more astounding today because you get the natural light to see everything going on, and it's also something to behold when you're here at night and all the rides and amusements lit up, neon colors.
Pregent grabs a piece of a 3-1 fastball, fouls it back, and the count now full. even on a day like today, a Wednesday, at just a little after 1 o'clock, still a packed beach, a packed boardwalk, and everyone trying to soak in these last few weeks of the summer. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Runner on first. We're all knotted up at one in the fourth. The pitch, lasered foul, right-hand side. And we'll do it again at 3-2. After Pregent, Omar De Los Santos would be next, should things continue along here in the bottom of the fourth. This next pitch from Trace Bright will be his 69th of the afternoon. Infield in their normal spots. Shortstop Ben Cosme playing a bit deep towards the green-shaded outfield turf here at Maimonides Park. Bright from the stretch, 3-2. Misses down and away. And Pregent draws a two-out walk. So Brooklyn has two men on base without the benefit of a base hit in the frame. Men on first and second with two gone for the nine-man Omar De Los Santos.
Austin Miney, the pitching coach, coming out to talk with Bright.
It's a big spot for Omar. Mentioned it earlier, someone who has not been an everyday player over the course of the last week or so. Only played in two games in the Jersey Shore series. Can be difficult to an extent, Justin, to find that rhythm when you're not seeing the field every day. But for De Los Santos, a prime opportunity here to perhaps put Brooklyn in the driver's seat. Reimer on second, then Pregent behind him on first. There are two outs in this 1-1 tie here in the home fourth. Omar today, 0-for-1, a swinging strikeout.
Yeah, that's part of the challenge of being a bench player, is finding a way to stay ready when your number is called, and that's been the task for De Los Santos over the last few weeks.
Righty on righty, first pitch. De Los Santos, big swing and a miss. Got maybe just a piece of it, and it's nothing in one. Brooklyn has had at least one base hit in all three frames so far. They don't have a hit in the fourth yet, but they do have two on with two gone, trying to break this 1-1 tie. 0-1 upcoming. Here's the pitch. De Los Santos takes down and away. It skips out of the batter's circle, and both runners advance with no throw. Ricocheted off of Pasayo's chest protector. Trickled to the left, and by the time the catcher got to it, no chance at a play to be made at either base. So you go from first and second with two outs to now second and third with two outs. And this spot just becomes that much bigger for Omar. 1-1 upcoming. De Los Santos takes a low and away for ball two. So two balls and a strike with two gone and two in scoring position for the Brooklyn nine batter. No base hits for Omar since July the 30th. 2-1, swing and a miss. And it's 2-2. Went 0-for-7 in Lakewood last week between the two games that he did see action in. But a chance to put Brooklyn in front here in the home fourth. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, and two on in this 1-1 tie. Bright deals. In the dirt, ball three, and a good job by Pasayo to keep the ball in front of him and make sure both runners stayed put. First base is open, so a free pass here from Trace Bright, not necessarily the end of the world. Catcher Pasayo a bit shaken up, and his battery mate Bright in the batter's circle to have a word with him before he makes his way back to the mound. Mention a walk wouldn't be the end of the world, but Jet Williams, who's already homered today, looming large on deck. And imagine Bright does not want to face him with the bases loaded in a 1-1 tie. We'll see what he does here. 3-2 to De Los Santos. Payoff. De Los Santos swings and grounds it on the left-hand side. Ben Cosme off a backhand throw to first. Escapes the mitt of the first baseman. And two runs in to score. Omar De Los Santos putting the ball in play, and it pays off. Brooklyn takes a 3-1 lead. Wasn't the best of throws by any stretch from Ben Cosme. And Willems couldn't reel it in at first, and as a result, Brooklyn has the lead. It's 3-1 here in the fourth.
Yeah, not to mention Willems, not a natural first baseman, still getting acclimated there, and it'll be a base hit. One RBI for De Los Santos, second run scores on the error.
Still two gone for Jet Williams now, with De Los Santos plenty of speed off of first pitch. And Williams takes a fastball strike, and it's nothing and one.
And really the speed from De Los Santos creating that error, because Ben Cosme had to rush the throw, knowing how well Omar chugs up the line.
So Reimer and Pregent each tap home as Williams goes the other way, dropping quickly in right field. That's in for a base hit. It gets past the right fielder, De Leon, and De Los Santos gets the wave around third. Throw goes to second. Omar in to score, and it's 4-1 Brooklyn. Jet Williams, second base hit of the day, second RBI of the day, and the Cyclones in firm control here in the fourth.
Hopefully Jet Williams all right. He tripped halfway between first and second base. That's the only reason why he held up at second, was going in slowly there. Newell went about halfway between third and second to take a look and see if Jet's all right. Jet said, get away from me, I'm good.
And he takes a healthy-sized lead off the second base bag now as well. Alex Ramirez up, first pitch. Ramirez wanted to hit that one out to the Atlantic Ocean, but he missed, and it's nothing and one. So Williams off of second base. Three runs in the frame, home already for the Cyclones. Trace Bright was a pitch away from getting out of this thing before he walked Pregent. 0-1. Ramirez grounds it foul, third base side, and Alex behind quickly, nothing and two. So Brooklyn 4 and Aberdeen 1. Ironbird bats, then mind you, have dropped 12 straight. Now have their work cut out for them over the middle and latter portion of this ballgame. 0-2 upcoming to Ramirez. Williams looms large off second. The pitch, and Alex swings and misses for strike three to retire the side. But not before the Cyclones score three runs in the frame on two base hits, and they leave one at the end of four. It is Brooklyn 4, Aberdeen 1 on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Well, as we move to the fifth, we've got a brand new ball game. Cyclones with a three spot in the bottom of the fourth to break a 1-1 tie. And now in firm control. And Jordani Ventura pitching now with the cushion of a three-run lead. For Ventura, he'll get 6, 7, and 8 to start this top of the fifth. De Leon, Higgins, then Teeter. And for the play-by-play, here's Justin Rock.
Thank you, Johnny. Ironbirds, one run, one hit, one error. One man left on base through the first four. Brooklyn, four runs, six hits. No errors, they have left four. Jet Williams credited with a TD Bank double to give it a 4-1 Brooklyn lead. As Ventura's first pitch of the fifth in the dirt for ball one. De Leon, Higgins, and Teeter. 6-7-8-2 up in the inning. De Leon, 0-for-1, popped up to second in his only at-bat today. Ventura's 1-0, and the pitch misses up and in. The count, 2 balls and no strikes. Get you our Coney Convo's trivia question of the day. Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convo's if you think you know the answer. Ventura's 2-0, and De Leon a check swing foul ball. Rolled to the right, it's 2-1. Question today is, Brooklyn taking on Aberdeen this week. Final regular season meeting between these two squads in 2023. Our question is, who holds the Cyclones record for most career RBIs against Aberdeen? As De Leon shows bunt, pulls back and takes a strike, it's 2-2. Brooklyn and Aberdeen have been playing against one another since the Ironbirds came into existence in 2002. Took the place of a team that was located in Utica, New York. 2-2 outside and low. And it's full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Take a look around the South Atlantic League here in the fifth inning. It's the only game on the schedule today. At least in the afternoon portion. Everything else will start at 6:30 or later. The payoff from Ventura. And De Leon hits it on the ground at third. Scooped up by Lugo. Throw to first in time. And leadoff man retired to start the fifth. But Asheville will host Hickory at 6:35. Alex Santos the second for Asheville. Emiliano Teodo. Get the ball for Hickory. 7 o'clock, Rome and Winston-Salem. Down in Georgia, Greenville will host Greensboro at 7:05. Po Yu Chen will make the start for the Grasshoppers. Ryan Higgins struck out looking in his first trip. And he takes outside for ball one. The game that Cyclone fans will be following. Hudson Valley hosting Jersey Shore. Blue Claws won the opener yesterday 5-3. Higgins out in front. It's 1-1. That'll get underway at 7:05 tonight. Baron Stewart will make his second high A start for Hudson Valley. As Higgins takes inside 2-1. Bowling Green and Wilmington down in Kentucky at 7:35 tonight. Brooklyn 3-game lead over Jersey Shore. 4 up on Hudson Valley. 5.5 ahead of Aberdeen and Greensboro. As time called, a pitch clock violation on the pitcher. And the count now 3-1 on Ryan Higgins. The righty fires outside and low for ball four. So Higgins takes advantage of an automatic ball, and he's on base for the first time today. One on and one out in the top of the fifth for Jacob Teeter. Teeter struck out in his first at-bat, 0-1 today. Split his time this year between double-A Bowie and single-A and high-A Aberdeen. Lefty batter with an upright stance. Takes down and in. And it's 1-0. Looking at the Mets affiliates on this Wednesday. Mets will be at home against the Cubs series finale there. Former Cyclone David Peterson for the Mets against the righty Kyle Hendricks. Runner goes from first. 1-0 is high. Throw down by Pregent offline and not in time. Stolen base for Ryan Higgins. It's 2-0 on Teeter. And the Ironbirds a man in scoring position and one out. Seventh stolen bag for Higgins. Triple-A Syracuse in Scranton today taking on the Rail Riders as Teeter takes low 3-0. And Ventura in danger of issuing back-to-back one-out walks here in the fifth. Erison Placencia, the second baseman, on deck. Ventura's 3-0. Outside, no called strike. Delayed call there from Westlake. And the count 3-1. Might have been a little generous with the strike zone there. Double A Binghamton right now trying to hold on to a 4-2 lead on Somerset in the bottom of the ninth. Yankees affiliate. Payoff pitch, and Teeter fouls it. Out of play now, a payoff pitch coming. It's 3-2. Binghamton a 4-2 lead. Jeremiah Jackson, his first home run in the Mets organization, came over from the Angels. And the Dominic Leon trade, Mateo Gil, his second home run since being promoted from Brooklyn. Two-run shot. Late Tidwell, we mentioned his outstanding day. Trey McLaughlin trying to close it out. The payoff from Giordani. And Teeter puts it in the air left center field. Back into his left, Consuegra has his back to the fence, makes the catch. Runner tagging from second, and his flat-footed throw cut off by Williams. So Higgins moves up to third. A deep fly ball from Teeter dies at the fence. Two out now in the fifth inning for the nine-hitter Plasencia, who struck out on a pitch in the dirt his first time. Single A St. Lucie. A 2-10 game at home today against Palm Beach. Don't see that all too often midweek in Florida. As Plasencia takes outside for ball one. Brooklyn a 4-1 lead. Man at third, two out of the top of the fifth. Douglas Orellana, one of the Mets' top 30 prospects, will start for St. Lucie. And there is a strike from Giordani. It's even at 1-1. Dominican Summer League teams have off. Florida Complex League Mets a 4-0 lead. That over the Astros. Nice sprawling stop by Pregent to his right to save a run. It's two balls and a strike. Dariel Gomez, a three-run homer there. In a rehab assignment game. Anderson Ferrer hasn't allowed a run or a hit yet. The 2-1 is pulled foul of the third baseline. And the count evens at 2-2. Higgins the man at third, two away, top of the fifth. Ventura trying to slam the door on the inning. The 2-2, swing and a miss, got him. Struck him out on the breaking ball. Seventh strikeout today for Ventura. And he strands a man at third in the process. No runs, no hits, one man left on a walk at the end of 4.5. 4-1 Brooklyn on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Cyclones will be offering an all-you-can-drink package. This special package offers an open bar for 2 hours, starting 30 minutes before the scheduled first pitch and running for 90 minutes after the scheduled first pitch. Hang out in the backyard in the shadow of the world-famous Coney Island Parachute Jump. Tickets are $50 per person if purchased in advance, and then $55 per person starting the Monday before the event. Visit our team website at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN to find out more.
Hi, this is Joe Swazi from Glen Cove, New York, and you're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Time for a Bi-Cal Auto Mall call to the bullpen. Cameron Weston, the new pitcher in the game for Aberdeen. That closes the book on Trace Bright's afternoon. Bright on the day, 4 innings, 6 hits, 4 runs, all of them earned. He did strike out 9. Walked 2, allowed 1 home run. Bright had really been solid through 3, but ran into his largest issues in the 4th inning when Brooklyn scored 3 runs. So now it's Weston on for Aberdeen, Justin, trying to make sure the Brooklyn lead grows no larger than 3.
First pitch of the day from Weston to Clifford is fouled off the catcher, Basayo. A little bit shaken up after the play, and the count 0-1. On-plate umpire Westlake will take the ball out to the mound to give Sayo some time to recuperate. First arm used out of the bullpen today by Roberto Mercado. Weston, 6'2", 215 pounds, will turn 23 later this month. From the western side of Pennsylvania, from Pittsburgh. And now the training staff coming out to take a look at Basayo alongside Mercado. Tori Atencio, the athletic trainer, over to take a look. Basayo focused on the left-hand side of his jaw after that foul ball off the bat of Ryan Clifford. Hopefully everything all right. Weston, drafted by the Orioles last year out of the University of Michigan, was Baltimore's eighth-round pick. This is ninth appearance, seventh out of the bullpen with the Ironbirds, 2-1, a 2.01 ERA. 26 hits and 31 in a third innings, 8 walks, 38 strikeouts. And after making one appearance in the Florida Complex League, Mercado and Atencio get what they need to hear, and Basayo will stay in the ballgame. Weston, last time out against Hickory a week ago today, gave up one run in four innings on three hits. Clifford takes a strike on the inside corner, and he's behind 0-2. Ryan, 2-for-2 today, couple of singles. First two base hits here in Brooklyn. Weston, fastball, slider, changeup, can also toss a splitter. On the first base side of the mound, the 0-2. And Clifford takes it on the inside corner for strike three. Got him on the fastball. Some good two-seam movement on it. And there is one away in the bottom of the fifth. First strikeout today for Weston. Now Stanley Consuegra, fielder's choice in a strikeout today. He's 0-for-2. Weston, been on the active roster for Aberdeen since June the 13th. Started the year on the IL, missed the first two-plus months. Consuegra swings and misses. It's 0-1. Coney Convo's trivia question of the day. Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convo's if you think you know the answer. As Consuegra swings and misses, it's 0-2. Our question today, Brooklyn taking on Aberdeen. Who's recorded the most RBI in Brooklyn's history against the Ironbirds? That dating back to 2002 as Consuegra takes down and in. It's 1-2. Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know the answer. Mary DiBernardo chiming in. Her and Diane discussed. They go with Jalen Palmer as Consuegra out in front for strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts from Weston to start his day of relief. Two out of the fifth for Jacob Reimer, who has yet to record an official at-bat today, has walked him and hit by a pitch. Came in to score on the De Los Santos hit and error last inning. But fortunately, Mary and Diane, it is not Jalen Palmer. He is tied for third with nine RBIs as this hit on the ground at third. Barehanded play by Servideo. Throw to first, wild. Off the railing in front of the Brooklyn first base dugout. And Reimer is safe at first base. It will be an infield base hit for Reimer. He's got knocks in each of the first two games of the series. And Brooklyn with one on and two out in the fifth inning for William Lugo. Lugo, couple of strikeouts today. One swinging, one looking. And he takes a called strike. It's 0-1. Lugo, one of the few guys on this Brooklyn team that has hit better here in his own confines than on the road. So he's out in front of the off-speed. It's 0-2. Lugo coming into play today. An OPS over 200 points higher here at home at 798 than it is on the road. 553. He takes outside. It's 1-2. Chris Newell always commending William Lugo for his incredible work ethic. Always out on the field early, practicing and working on his defense. A 1-2. Checked his swing. Did he go? No, he did not. On appeal, says Shaw. It's even, two balls and two strikes. A real leader in the clubhouse. The youngster won't turn 22 until the next calendar year. A break even. Lugo, a high pop fly left-hand side. Out is the third baseman, Servideo. Shortstop calling for it. That's been Cosme. And in about medium depth left field, makes the catch before firing it in the direction of a couple of campers. Will not only leave the ballpark with a day at the ballpark, but a souvenir as well. No runs, one hit, one man left after 5-4-1 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
Top of the sixth inning. Top of the lineup due up for Aberdeen against Jordani Ventura, Basayo, Ben Cosme, and Willems. Brooklyn a 4-1 lead. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz with you. Bottom of the 1 o'clock hour in the East. As time called before the start of the sixth inning. Basayo has reached base twice today. Doubled, scored a run in the first, walked last time up in the third. Is this a line drive right at the first baseman, Reimer, who catches it before it hits off the turf. One pitch, one out for Jordani Ventura in the sixth inning. So, one away for Frederick Ben Cosme. Coney Convo's trivia question of the day. Give you the answer in the bottom of the inning. But who's recorded the most RBI against Aberdeen in Cyclones franchise history? As Ben Cosme takes up and away 1-0, and dating back to Aberdeen's first season, Brooklyn's second in 2002. Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know the answer. As Ben Cosme takes a strike, it's 1-1. Got a couple umbrellas out of the ballpark today, deflecting some sunshine. Ben Cosme ground out to second, a strikeout looking. The 1-1. And Ventura fires a strike at the knees. And it's a ball and two strikes. We mentioned the Mets affiliate scoreboard today. Gave an update on Starling Marte yesterday as Ben Cosme just throws his bat head out there. Able to foul it off to stay alive. Marte undergoing an injection in his right groin that yesterday announced by the Mets, expected to be cleared for light activity within a few days after. The 1-2, and Ben Cosme fouls it to the left. Still a ball and two strikes. Marte had off-season surgery on his groin, went on the IL 2 days ago due to the strain of that muscle. 1-2, Ben Cosme, big bouncing ball to the right side. Smith to his left, a step or two onto the right field turf. Throws on to first base for the second out. Two up, two down for Ventura in the sixth. Brings up Creed Willems. Willems, a sack fly to right, struck out looking, 0 for 1 officially today. Lefty batter with a closed stance. And the first pitch to Willems, swing and a miss. Out in front of the off speed, it's 0-1. Willems, top 30 prospect in the organization. Orioles, eighth round pick 2 years ago out of Aledo High School in Texas. The 0-1, swing and a miss. Bottom dropped out of that pitch, it's 0-2. Willems, it was believed that he was going to go to TCU. Had a heavy commitment there, but the Orioles signing him to a $1 million bonus to keep him away from that college commitment. As Willems takes down and away, it's 1-2. At the 90th pitch today for Giordani. I have to imagine this will be his final inning. A 1-2 from Ventura. And Willems checked his swing. Did he go? No, says the base umpire, Shaw. Ventura and Pregent started walking off the field. And the count even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. The 2-2. This one's on the inside corner. No need for an appeal. Strike three called. Another punch out for Giordani Ventura. He has 8 through 6 one-run innings on this Wednesday afternoon. No runs, no hits, nobody left at the end of 5.5. Still 4-1 Brooklyn on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. Yes! With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Bottom of the sixth inning. Brooklyn in front by a score of 4-1. Fans, join us in a galaxy not so far away on Saturday. That's August the 12th. Star Wars night with your Cyclones, whether you're a Jedi Master or a Padawan. Get here early. First 1,500 fans receive an out-of-this-world jersey, plus post-game fireworks, and a special ticket package featuring a Chewbacca fur cap. Yep, you heard that right. Chewbacca fur cap. For tickets or more info, log on to brooklyncyclones.com/Star Wars. DeAndre Smith fouls the first pitch of the inning from Cameron Weston to the right. It is 0-1. DeAndre has singled and struck out. He's also been caught stealing today, and he takes outside. It's even at 1-1. Smith, Pregent, and De Los Santos. 7-8-9 due up for Brooklyn in the sixth, leading by 3. Weston's 1-1. And Smith out in front. It's a ball and 2 strikes. Smith beginning to pick up some steam after a slow start off the IL. This hit sharply on the ground is short. High throw by Ben Cosme to first, but Willems able to keep his back foot on the bag. And there is one out in the sixth inning. One down for Christian Pregent. Struck out and walked in his first 2 plate appearances with Brooklyn. Mets 10th round pick this year out of Stetson. Was the team captain for the Hatters. As the first pitch from Weston inside. And the count 1-0. Righty from the first base side sets down by his belt. And now time called by the catcher, Basayo. Beautiful day here in Brooklyn. Series continues tomorrow night. Back to a 7 o'clock first pitch. Will be the home debut for Jawilmy Ramirez, who was just sensational in his Brooklyn debut last Thursday. As Pregent takes a strike, it's 1-1, became the first Cyclone in over 2 years to work in ninth inning. And a bid for Brooklyn's first nine-inning complete game in 10 years. Settled for an eight-inning victory as Pregent out in front. Weston ahead 1-2. Ramirez will get the ball. Kyle Verbitsky will take the hill for Aberdeen. He was one of the players acquired in the deal with Oakland over the offseason. And also sent Cole Irvin to the Charm City. A 1-2. Swing and a miss. Chase the pitch down and away. Pregent won't really make an effort to run down at first base. And so Weston credited for the strikeout. That's his third. Two out in the sixth inning for Omar De Los Santos.
And the 12th on the afternoon so far overall for Aberdeen pitching. Bright was solid. He struck out nine in a starting capacity, and now three for Weston.
Omar De Los Santos charges one in the air to right, racing towards the line to his left, De Leon, and down by his knees, able to make the running grab on the hard-hit liner to end the inning. So Weston has his first 1-2-3 inning out of the bullpen, needed just nine pitches to do it. After six, 4-1 Brooklyn on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
We have no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Well, this might be a little interesting. Jordani Ventura coming back out to work. 91 pitches through six innings today. Tim Cisnara, Anthony Servideo, Isaac De Leon, the three due up in the inning. Brooklyn a 4-1 lead. Aberdeen one run, just one hit, an error. Two men left on base. Brooklyn four runs, seven hits, no errors. They have left five. Cisnara will lead things off, and leading the play-by-play here in the seventh inning, it's Johnny Gadamowicz.
Hey, thanks so much, Justin. Yeah, you remember last time Jordani Ventura towed the hill, he went 7 1/3, and he does come back out to at least start this seventh inning, a 4-1 Brooklyn lead. First, he gets the cleanup man, Tim Cisnara, and starts him out with a fastball strike outside corner, and it's nothing and one. Ventura has been just spectacular so far today. Only one run on one hit, a one. Again, just taps the outside corner for a called strike. That time a breaking ball, and it is nothing and two. The only hit Ventura has surrendered, the leadoff double. Time called by Cisnara before an 0-2 delivery. That was all the way back. The very first batter of the game, Samuel Basayo, led off the contest with an extra base hit. Later came in on a sacrifice fly, but not a lot of damage done against the righty arm Ventura on this Wednesday afternoon. 0-2, fouled straight back Count will stay right there at no balls and two strikes.
And that's not to mention the fact that Ventura's last start gave up just two runs on two hits.
Cusinaro, like many of his Ironburn teammates today, 0 for 2. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Punch out number 9 for Jordani Ventura. He sits down, Cusinaro, one away. Base is empty here in the top of the seventh.
That bend in the corner strikeout not only brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints, but also ties Ventura's career high from last Wednesday.
So back-to-back outings where Jordani Ventura has punched out 9 batters. Now he gets Anthony Servinio. First pitch, fastball strike, and it's nothing and one.
I'm saying, I'm going to have to go into the stat portal to see when was the last time a Brooklyn pitcher threw over 100 pitches.
0-1 upcoming. Ventura into the wind. He deals. That fastball misses outside. It's 1-1. It's impressive, Justin, because have not seen the velocity dip whatsoever. In fact, that fastball, that last one clocked in at 92. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Pulled the string on a breaking ball, and it's 1-2. Most of Ventura's four seamers check in at around 90, 91. But still, some gas left in the tank for the right-handed arm. Ahead 1-2 here on the lefty batter. Brooklyn infield playing back. A 4-1 cushion here in the top of the seventh. Cyclones trying to take the first two of this series. 1-2. Poked down the left field line. Foul towards the Aberdeen bullpen. And the count remains a ball and two strikes. Isaac De Leon on deck. After him, Ryan Higgins, should things get that far. Ventura still working out of that full windup. His entire body facing towards home. Now into that wind. 1-2. Misses down and in. 2 balls and 2 strikes.
Well, Tyler Stewart reached 100 pitches in the game on June 22nd against Hudson Valley when he went 7 2/3. Prior to that, no one had done it since 2018.
2-2 from Ventura. In there. Called strike 3 on the inside corner. 10 strikeouts, a career high for Jordani Ventura, who has been cruising all afternoon long, and there's 2 gone with the bases empty here in the seventh.
4th different Cyclone pitcher this year to reach double-digit strikeouts, joining Blade Tidwell, Tyler Stewart, Cameron Foster. Great company to have, and a great way for Ventura to close out yet another career performance. Victor Ramos, the job he has done with Ventura since arriving here at the All-Star break is nothing short of extraordinary.
6 2/3, 1 run, 1 hit, and 10 strikeouts for Ventura. What a day for the right-hander. Jordani exits the game. Paul Gervais in, and a 4-1 Brooklyn lead here in the seventh. We'll step aside on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
Step right up and greet the Mets this summer at Maimonides Park. Mets legends Bartolo Colon, Mookie Wilson, and recently inducted Mets Hall of Famer Howard Johnson will be coming to Coney Island during the month of July with special autograph and limited edition bobblehead packages available. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit BrooklynCyclones.com/meet the Mets.
This pitching change driven by Bicol Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn. Or log on to BicolAutoMall.com. On is the right-hander Paul Gervais, 6'10", 240, 23 years old from Fuquay Varina, North Carolina. Best bullpen ERA among South Atlantic League relievers here in 2023. 6th lowest among relievers in all of minor league baseball. Final line for Ventura, though. 6 2/3, 1 run, 1 hit, 2 walks, a career high, 10 strikeouts, 101 pitches, 66 strikes. Ventura really vanquishing the Ironbirds on this Wednesday.
Yeah, just magnificent, Justin. And now Paul Gervais on to try to make sure it doesn't go to waste. And the first pitch misses high and away to Isaac De Leon for ball one. So bases empty, two gone. A 4-1 Cyclone lead here in the top of the seventh. Gervais, the first arm out of the Brooklyn pen this afternoon. 1-0. And a fastball that hits the outside corner for a strike at 94. And it's 1-1. Gervais making his team leading 30th appearance of the season. All out of the Brooklyn pen. A high kick. 1-1. Misses inside. And it's two balls and one strike. Gervais, 43.1 innings. A 1.45 ERA. Six saves and eight chances as well. 2-1 delivery. Fastball darts in for a called strike. And it's 2-2. Paul, 68 strikeouts to 35 walks over those 43 frames and change. Holding opposing hitters to just a .146 batting average. He has been as shut down as can be out of the Brooklyn pen this year. Here's his 2-2. Misses up and away. And the count goes full. Three balls and two strikes. But how about Jordani Ventura? If this all holds, this will be remembered as Ventura's afternoon. Williams providing the offense and Ventura on the bump as a 3-2 delivery misses down and away. So a two-out base runner for Aberdeen as De Leon will park in at first with two gone. His Ironbirds still trailing 4-1. Aberdeen still only has one base hit on the night. And oh yeah, by the way, it was the first batter of the ball game. Not a lot to write home about when the Ironbirds have been up at the plate so far on this Wednesday. Gervais deals. First pitch fastball misses into Ryan Higgins for ball one. Cyclones in the home half will go back to the top. Williams, Ramirez, Clifford, 1-0. Misses low, and it's two balls and no strikes to Gervais. Paul's been top-notch all year, but you do get the sense, Justin, that when he does go through any minor blips or struggles, it is mostly because of the control. 2-0. Misses down and away, and it's three balls and no strikes.
Yeah, that has been his biggest boogaboo this season. The walk rate is a tad bit high, and really the only reason why he's not up in Double-A.
3-0 upcoming, but first time called at home plate. Behind on Higgins here, three balls and no strikes. Two on, man on first. Here's the pitch. And the fastball is a strike at 93. It's 3-1. First baseman Reimer holding the runner on. De Leon takes off. 3-1 misses outside for ball four. So back-to-back walks issued by Gervais. Puts De Leon on second, Higgins behind him on first. And Aberdeen will bring the tying run to the plate here in the form of Jacob Teeter. And Christian Pregent out to have a word with Gervais. Third baseman William Lugo in on the conversation as well. Now both corner infielders as Jacob Reimer joins the rest.
And also part of this for Gervais in terms of the command issues could also be one of the first times he's ever worked with Christian Pregent behind the plate. Been working with Osborne, Parada, Mena, the likes of those since spring training. Pregent, a face just learning.
Gervais out of the stretch. First pitch. Misses down and away for ball one. Two former Brewster Whitecaps, Cape Cod Summer League. Different years, though. Pregent 21 and Gervais 22. Ball behind 1-0, and he steps off. No throw over, just a twist. But Gervais a looming large presence on the mound. Much is evident at one glance. 6 feet, 10 inches. 1-0 upcoming. He deals. Swing and a miss. 96 on the dial that time from Paulie G. And it is 1-1 to the lefty hitting Jacob Teeter. Teeter today, 0-2. A strikeout and a flyout.
Yeah, I was bummed that Jared Beck went on the IL yesterday for Aberdeen.
1-1. Hit to left center field. This could be trouble. It's down in the gap. It rolls all the way to the wall. De Leon is in to score. Higgins behind him gets the wave, and he's in without a throw. It's a two-run double off the bat of Jacob Teeter, and Aberdeen is within one, 4-3 here in the seventh. Teeter just barreled it up and got every bit of it. And Higgins, who began that play on first base, was thinking three bags the whole time.
And two out walks tend to kill. Both of them came around to score there to make it a one-run game.
Now Plasencia, first pitch fastball in there for a strike. Nothing in one to the righty hitting second baseman. So Plasencia out of the nine spot this afternoon. Up in a big spot here. Tying run in scoring position and two gone in the seventh. Gervais's 0-1. Fouled straight back. And it's 0-2. Plasencia has played at all four levels of Baltimore minor league affiliates this year. AAA Norfolk, AA Bowie, Aberdeen, and Delmarva. Oh, 2. Misses down and away, and the runner advances up to third. Only one contest at the AAA level, though, for Plasencia. Most of his games have come with low A Delmarva. 30 out of his 42.
Now Aberdeen has the tying run 90 feet away after that wild pitch.
So Gervais in a big spot here. One ball, two strikes, two outs, tying run on third. Belt set, 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. He got him. Plasencia down on strikes as Gervais strands the tying run on third base. But not before a two-run double from Jacob Teeter pulls Aberdeen within one. 4-3 Cyclones at the end of 6.5 on the Cyclone Radio Network.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hi, this is Chris Newell from Clarkston, Michigan, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Back here, bottom of the seventh inning. Never gave you our Coney Convo's trivia question answer for the day. Question today was, who's recorded the most RBIs against Aberdeen in Cyclones history, dating back to Aberdeen's first year, Brooklyn's second in 2002. We had a guest for Jalen Palmer, our good friend Mary DiBernardo, chiming in on this Wednesday afternoon. But the correct answer, Luke Ritter. 16 career RBIs against Aberdeen. Brian Harrison second on the all-time list with 11, Johnny.
All right, Justin, thank you. We move to the bottom of the seventh. We've got a brand new ball game, folks. It is 4-3 Brooklyn. After Aberdeen put up two in the top of the seventh. 1-2-3 for the Clones. First pitch to Jet Williams. Misses down and away for ball one. Williams has enjoyed a very nice day so far this afternoon. A solo home run in the first and an RBI double in the fourth. 1-0. Williams takes down and away, and it's 2-0. Does have a strikeout sandwiched in between those two extra base hits. But still a solid day at the office for the youngster nonetheless. Williams, the righty batter. Weston, the righty arm working on him. Here's a 2-0 pitch. And Williams takes outside at 3-0. So Brooklyn perhaps, well, not perhaps, would definitely love a bit of insurance here down the home stretch of this ballgame. Just a one-run lead now, 3-0. Williams cranks it to straightaway center field. Not very deep, though. Higgins in, and he makes the catch in the right center field gap for the inning's first down.
Let's go too fast!
Now Alex Ramirez, bases empty and one gone. Still 4-3 Brooklyn here in the bottom of the seventh. Aberdeen has more runs than they do hits. so far this afternoon. 3 runs to only 2 base hits. First pitch, Ramirez takes a called strike. And it's 0-1. After all, that 2-run 7th inning that saw Aberdeen make this a 1-run game saw just 1 base hit. 0-1 misses downstairs, and it's 1-1 to Alex. But it was 1 hit, Jacob Teeter's 2 RBI double that plated both runs. After 2 walks issued, 1-1, Ramirez takes a fastball away. 2 balls and 1 strike to the Brooklyn 2 batter. Alex today 0 for 3, a pair of strikeouts, one of which came on a pitch clock violation. Weston deals a 2-1. Ramirez takes outside, 3-1. Base is empty, 1 gone.
Pablo Dominicano!
Still just a picturesque Wednesday afternoon. 2 o'clock even here on the East Coast. Thanks so much for being with us. 3-1, Ramirez swings and misses, and Weston fights back to work the count full. Cyclones 4 runs on 7 hits so far today. Just a 1-run cushion for them. Here's the pitch. On the outside corner, strike 3 called. And Ramirez is down on strikes for the 3rd time today. A swinging strikeout, a looking strikeout, and a pitch clock strikeout. 4th strikeout for Weston out of the Aberdeen bullpen. 13th by Ironbird pitchers this afternoon. 2 gone, bases empty for Ryan Clifford, newly named number 3 prospect in the Mets org. Foul tips a fastball for strike 1. Baseball America coming out with that updated top 30 earlier today. Clifford checking in the 3 spot. Plenty of Cyclone representation on there, as you might expect. Not just guys on the roster right now, but guys that were here at some point in 2023, as time is gone. Of course, played Tidwell, Christian Scott, Tyler Stewart. A couple of pitchers with high hopes, high aspirations as they continue to progress throughout their minor league career. And same can be said for these bats and the recently acquired Clifford. 0-1 takes a strike on the outer half, and it is 0-2. Mentioned it earlier on our pregame show yesterday, Justin, for the video board. Nice thing to have on your resume. 0-2 misses down and in. It's 1-2 for Ryan Clifford. Baseball resume, if those exist. Oh, part of a trade that involved a Hall of Famer, Justin Verlander. 1-2. Clifford fouls it straight back. And count remains a ball and 2 strikes. He and Drew Gilbert, of course, the return for Verlander. And Gilbert checking in and the number 2 spot in those updated top 30 Baseball America prospect rankings. 1-2. Clifford takes outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brooklyn 4, Aberdeen 3. We're in the bottom of the 7th. 2 gone, bases empty, and a 2-2 count. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss, strike 3. Clifford down on strikes for the 2nd time today. So Weston strikes out a pair in the frame to work a 1-2-3 bottom of the 7th. Still 4-3 Cyclones as we move to inning number 8 on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Step right up and greet the Mets this summer at Maimonides Park. Mets legends Bartolo Colon, Mookie Wilson, and recently inducted Mets Hall of Famer Howard Johnson will be coming to Coney Island during the month of July with special autograph and limited edition bobblehead packages available. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit BrooklynCyclones.com/meet the Mets.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
A Brooklyn pitching change. It's driven by Baikal Auto Mall. New arm in the game is the lefty Eli Ankeny. He takes over for Paul Gervais. Of course, pitching change brought to you by our friends over at Baikal Auto Mall. Visit them at 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn or log on to BaikalAutoMall.com. Ankeny comes on in a one-run game. It is Brooklyn 4 and Aberdeen 3. Justin, the Cyclones trying to hand the Ironbirds what would be their 13th straight loss, but Aberdeen knocking on the door after a two-run seventh.
Thank you, Johnny. Top of the lineup, scheduled to bat. Three lefties due up, so the lefty on to pitch for Brooklyn. Asayo, a double a walk, is also lined to first today. And the first pitch from Ankeny lined in a right center field for a base hit. Just stuck his bat head out there and hit a rocket in a right center field. Basayo showing off his pure strength. And the Ironbirds have the leadoff man on to begin the eighth inning. Ankeny, the southpaw, standing at 6 feet tall, 215 pounds. 22 years old from Phoenix, Arizona. Mets 20th round pick last year out of Grand Canyon University. And Cosme shows bunt, lays it down, first base side, tough play for Pregent, and they just get him. A great barehanded play by Pregent up the first base line. He and Ankeny had some trouble deciding who would take charge there, but Basayo in a scoring position on the 2-3 sacrifice bunt. One away, though, for Creed Willems. Willems is sack fly and a couple of strikeouts looking. Ankeny making his 15th appearance, 14th out of the bullpen. 2-0, a 2-1 ERA with two saves. The lefty fires, and Willems out in front. And the count 0-1. 11 hits in 20 and two-thirds innings, 14 walks, 24 strikeouts for Ankeny. Gave up a couple of runs on Sunday against Jersey Shore in two innings. The lefty's 0-1, and that a dead grounder towards the third base side. It's 0-2. Ankeny, those two runs he allowed. First ones he had allowed since July the 7th. Broke his streak of six straight scoreless appearances. Basayo, the tying run at second. With one out in the eighth inning. The 0-2 from Eli. And this off the hands popped up. Foul ground. Third base side, Pregent onto the warning track, makes the catch for the second out of the eighth inning. Good pitch in on the hands of Willems. Popped it straight up in the air. And Pregent able to hang on. Two out now for Tim Cisnara. Cisnara 0-for-3 today. Struck out his last time up, has also grounded a short and fly to center. Big, powerful left-handed batter with slightly open stance. And Ankeny's first pitch, a fastball high. And the count 1-0. Brooklyn will have the heart of their lineup due up in the bottom of the inning. Consuegra, Reimer, and Lugo. The lefty's 1-0. And a big swing and a miss by Cisnara. Trying to give Aberdeen the lead for the first time today. Or for the second time today, I should say. And the count even at a ball and a strike. Anthony Servideo on deck. The 1-1. Inside and low. And the count now 2-1. Servideo, the last of five consecutive lefties in the lineup. Then goes righty, righty, lefty, righty. The 2-1. Off the end of the bat towards the third base dugout. And the count even, two balls and two strikes. Brooklyn 4, Aberdeen 3. Here with two out in the top of the eighth inning. Aberdeen trying to rally and snap his 12-game losing skid. Brooklyn trying to win their second straight. 2-2 in the dirt before the dish. Good block with the chest by Pregent. And the count now full, three balls and two strikes. Brooklyn a run in the first, three in the fourth. Aberdeen one in the first and two in the seventh to make this a one-run contest. Lazio takes his lead. Williams holds him on. The payoff. And Cisnaro pops it up. In the infield, who's calling for it? Second baseman Smith waved off by the shortstop Williams. And a few steps to the first base side of second. Jet makes the catch with two hands to end the inning. For Aberdeen, no runs, one hit, one man left to the bottom of the eighth. Still 4-3 Brooklyn on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans, had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
Bottom of the eighth inning, 4, 5, and 6 due up for Brooklyn. Cameron Weston back out for his fourth inning of relief tonight. He has been outstanding. First three innings, no runs, a hit, no walks, 5 strikeouts for the former Michigan Wolverine. Stanley Consuegra will lead things off, 0 for 3 this afternoon. Couple of strikeouts and a fielder's choice. Weston sets down by the belt. First pitch to Consuegra is inside for ball one. Stanley, 19th career home run with Brooklyn yesterday, tied him with Ronnie Mauricio for second on the all-time list. 1-0 outside, it's 2-0. Now three behind Francisco Alvarez for the all-time record. Alvarez hit 22 in 2021, 2-0. Inside, it's 3 balls and no strikes. Of course, a lot of those records changing frequently in the last couple of years after Brooklyn had been a short season team for nearly 20 years. As Consuegra takes a called strike, it's 3-1. Only man to reach against Weston was a two-out single off the bat of Jacob Reimer. As Consuegra takes another strike, it's full. Big, powerful right-handed batter. The payoff pitch, and Consuegra chops it into the third base dugout. Ricochets back out. Stays at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Consuegra climbing that ladder on the all-time home run list. The payoff. Swing and a miss. Changed it up on him. 6th strikeout today for Weston. And there's one down in the bottom of the 8th inning. Jacob Reimer has reached base all 3 times today. A walk, a hit by pitch, and a single. Only man to reach against Weston today. Weston, 6 strikeouts. Career high is 9. That in a start against Bowling Green on July the 20th. As Reimer fouls it off his foot. And the count 0-1. Aberdeen will have Servideo, De Leon, Higgins, 5, 6, and 7 due up in the 9th. No action right now in Brooklyn's right field bullpen, so will be Ankeny's opportunity to close it out. As Reimer takes outside, it's even at a ball and a strike. Reimer grew up a Diamondbacks fan. Went to high school at Yucaipa High School in California. 1-1 outside and low, 2-1. So how do you end up a Diamondbacks fan? Well, his dad is from Arizona. When the family moved to the Golden State, Diamondbacks fandom came with it. Like many kids, taking after his parents and sports fandom. Reimer takes down and away. It's 3 balls and a strike. Sometimes for kids it's better. Sometimes for kids it's worse. Like me growing up a Jets fan, for instance. 3-1. Inside for ball 4, and Reimer's on base for the fourth time today. Say that a little bit in jest. I did ask Jet Williams if anyone has made the New York Jets joke to him since he has been drafted. And I was surprised to hear him say it, and only maybe once, maybe twice. Feeling that's going to continue to climb as he climbs the ladder in the Mets organization.
Oh, it only makes sense.
One on, one out for William Lugo. And he takes outside for ball 1. Lugo, a couple of strikeouts and a pop-up to short.
You must be pretty excited about your Jets this year.
Cautious optimism. Is the best way to put it. I've been burned one too many times before. Nice sliding pick by Basayo to his right. Keeps Reimer at first base. It's 2-0.
You planning on checking out the new Hard Knocks?
Definitely will. I've had a hard time watching the new Hard Knocks since the last time the Jets were on it, largely because I don't think it can get more entertaining than Rex Ryan was during that season. As Lugo takes inside, it's 3-0. The line about the snack. Can't repeat the full line without getting in trouble. Piece of television gold. 3-0 outside and low ball 4. So Weston, who had not walked anyone through 3 1/3 innings, after issuing a first pitch strike to Reimer, has thrown 8 straight out of the zone. And Brooklyn now with 2 on and 1 out for DeAndre Smith. Austin Meinie out to have a talk with Weston. Brooklyn looking for some crucial insurance tallies here in the bottom of the 8th inning.
Yeah, the pitch count in the mid-50s for Weston right now, who, all things considered, is a reliever. So have to imagine getting close to about that time where Roberto Mercado would hand the keys to someone else, perhaps, depending on if Weston can retire the sign here in short order. But the Cyclones in business with some men on, only a one-run game. And in a game where Brooklyn has not had much offense, no runs since going back to the 4th inning, you got to cash in. You got to take advantage of the opportunities you're given. And one right here with only 1 out and 2 base runners for DeAndre Smith.
You know, Weston's season high in pitches came out of the bullpen on July the 27th down by the shore, through 72 pitches over 4 innings. So it'll be his 55th here to DeAndre Smith. And DeAndre watches the 9th pitch in a row that have missed. It's 1-0. The Orioles just announcing their minor league player and pitcher of the month for July. Player of the month, former Iron Bird, Dylan Beavers. A 1-0, and Smith takes a strike, checked a swing. Even at 1-1. And the pitcher of the month in the organization, guy who started for Aberdeen yesterday, Daniel Lloyd. Congratulations to those two. The 1-1. And Smith, a line drive in a left field base hit. They're going to wave Reimer around. Throw in quickly by Teeter will only come to third base. It's an RBI single for DeAndre Smith. And Brooklyn back up a pair. It's 5-3. Big insurance RBI single for DeAndre. 7th RBI, and he rocketed that one at 100 miles an hour.
And that is exactly what the doctor ordered for Brooklyn. Some breathing room, and now you can go out there in the top of the ninth and just feel that much better about your chances to slam the door.
Inning not over. First and second, one out for Christian Pregent. This flared in a shallow right. There's his first Cyclones base hit. They'll hold Lugo at third. Strong throw in from De Leon, cut off by Willems. First Brooklyn and IA base hit in the career of Christian Pregent. 4 straight have reached against Weston, and Brooklyn has the bases loaded for Omar De Los Santos, a prime opportunity right now for the Clones. Not a whole lot of throwing right now And Aberdeen's left field bullpen, a right-hander, has just picked up a baseball and started to get ready in a flash. De Los Santos, 1-for-3 with an RBI infield base hit. And he can't hold up his swing on the breaking ball down. It's 0-1. Omar, 1-for-3 today. Fly ball to right his last time. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Pitch away there from Weston. No balls and two strikes. Jet Williams in the top of the lineup on deck. Chance of Let's Go Cyclones echoing out. And the tons of youngsters who have made their way out on a camp day. The 0-2. De Los Santos bouncing ball to third. Throw on to home for one. Back to first. Double play, inning over. A 5-2-3 double play. Of all people, you would have expected a ground into a double play there. De Los Santos probably at the bottom of that list with his speed. But well turned by Aberdeen to limit the damage to only one. Brooklyn picks up a run on two hits to the ninth. 5-3 Cyclones on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids aged 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is Jace Beck from Tuttle, Oklahoma, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Eli Ankeny back out for the top of the ninth inning. Servideo, De Leon, Higgins. If anyone reaches Teeter and then Plasencia here in the ninth. Brooklyn holding on to a 2-run, 5-3 lead. Eli Ankeny out for his second inning of relief. Needed 11 pitches to retire the side in the eighth. Servideo 0-for-3 today. Couple of strikeouts. Has also flied out to left. First pitch of the inning from Ankeny. There's a fastball upstairs. And the count 1-0. Aberdeen, 3 runs, 3 hits, an error. They have left 4. Brooklyn, 5 runs, 9 hits, no errors. They have stranded 7. 1-0. High again. And it's 2 balls and no strikes. Third baseman Lugo off the line with the left-handed batter up. The 2-0. And Servideo swings and misses. Fastball at 91. It's 2 balls and a strike. Servideo, second game with Aberdeen after joining the team from AA Bowie yesterday. We're going to get on to start the ninth. The 2-1, swing and a miss, another elevated fastball. And the count evens, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ankeny. Southpaw works from the third base side of the rubber. Here's the 2-2, and Servideo fouls it off the hands to stay alive. Ankeny, fastball, slider, splitter. Has become one of the better relief prospects in the Mets organization this year. The 2-2, and Servideo pops it in the air, third base side. Lugo to his right. Step or two and a foul. Ground makes the catch. And there's one away in the ninth inning. Good job by Ankeny to battle back from behind in the count 2-0. One down in the ninth inning for Isaac De Leon. De Leon walked his last time, came around to score on the teeter double. Righty batter with an open stance. And Ankeny's first pitch, a called strike. It's 0-1. Fans, a reminder, after the final out, we'll have the recap report for you, win or lose. Look back at today's game, scores from out of town. Look ahead to game three in the series tomorrow night as Ankeny misses away. Evens up at 1-1. A one ball, one strike pitch, and De Leon thought about it. But stays away from the high fastball. And the count 2-1 on the Aberdeen right fielder. Infield shifted for De Leon to pull. A 2-1. This line down the right field line, right on cue. And that one fouled into the seats. It's even, two balls and two strikes. You look at the hit chart for De Leon against Brooklyn. Pretty much everything that's gone for a base hit to the third base side of second. The 2-2. Anthony, strike three called. First strikeout today for Ankeny. And there are two out in the top of the ninth inning. That paint in the corner punch out brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx. Reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Ryan Higgins 0-1, a couple of walks and a strikeout. He's also scored a run today. And the first pitch he sees from Ankeny, it called strike one.
Back to Baltimore!
Lefty at the letters, kicks the 0-1. And Higgins takes outside. It's even at a ball and a strike. Jacob Teeter represents the game's tying run on deck.
8-1-8. It's over! Have a seat!
The 1-1. Fouled back towards us, and the Cyclones a strike away from victory. Right off the facing. The upper level. And back down on towards the concourse. 1-2 the count. Ankeny trying to pick up the save. Here's the pitch, and Higgins fouls another one to our right. This one out towards the parking lot. Stays at 1-2. Johnny Gadamowicz downfield side getting ready for postgame. Hoping to take the field and grab a player for an interview after this pitch. Ankeny's 1-2 in the dirt. Nice sprawling block by Pregent. That to his left. It's two balls and two strikes. Pregent's done a nice job in his Cyclones debut today. He's been on base twice. Done a nice job behind the dish as well. The 2-2. Another one fouled away, and Higgins refused to go quietly. Countless kids clamoring at the Bat Boys for a souvenir. And for this time, we'll take it back into the third base dugout. 2-2. Check swing, did he go? No on appeal, says the base umpire. That's JT Shaw. And from 1-2 to 3-2. Teeter hoping for an opportunity on deck. The payoff pitch, and Higgins a high fly ball to left. Back goes Consuegra in front of the fence. He leaps, and he got it! Stanley Consuegra with an incredible leaping grab. Wouldn't have taken away a home run, but certainly extra bases, a chance for Aberdeen to bring the tying run to the plate. And you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Higgins nearly barreled up that pitch inside, and Consuegra leaping right in front of the St. Joseph's University signage takes away extra bases, and the Cyclones have taken the first two of the series. Your final score this afternoon in 9, the Brooklyn Cyclones 5, and the Aberdeen Ironbirds 3. Back-to-back wins for Brooklyn. Aberdeen has now dropped 13 straight. And the Cyclones behind some outstanding pitching timely hitting throughout the course of the contest. Get back over 500 overall on the year and will remain at least three games up in the South Atlantic League North going into Thursday. Take a break. When we come back, recap report is next. Don't go anywhere on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Hi, this is Drake Osborne from Corpus Christi, Texas, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Fun day at the ballpark as Brooklyn gets a great catch from Stanley Kinswiger to close out the victory. Jet Williams down on the field talking with our buddy Johnny Gadamowicz as we speak. Jet Williams getting an opportunity to speak to the Coney Island faithful for the first time since joining the Cyclones. And Jet being an even better sport, a whole host of youngsters leaning over the railing of Brooklyn's first base dugout. And Jet going to stick around and sign some baseballs and give away some autographs and souvenirs to young fans. Always awesome to see that. Jet paying it forward for the next generation of ball players and baseball fans. Welcome back out to Coney Island. Justin Rock with you here. Johnny will be back up with me momentarily. A thrilling victory for the Cyclones today as they come away with a 5-3 triumph over Aberdeen. Brooklyn with the win, 52-51 overall, back to 10 games over 500 in the half at 24-14. Aberdeen drops to 17-20 in the half, 49-52 overall. Let's take you through the game that was here today. Aberdeen started fast. Samuel Basayo against Jordani Ventura doubled to right to lead off the game. And after a ground out to second by Frederick Bencosme, moved him to third. Creed Willems hit a fly ball to right that was caught by De Los Santos. The throw home beat Basayo, but Pregent couldn't hang on. And so Basayo is safe on a sac fly, giving Aberdeen a 1-0 lead. However, that 1-0 lead did not last all that long, as Jet Williams led off the bottom of the first inning for the Cyclones today. And after jumping ahead in the count 3-1, he made his arrival in Coney Island with authority. Bright making his 20th appearance and 16th start as Williams, a high fly ball left field. Now going back is Teeter, warning track, and that one's off the very top of the video board and gone. Welcome to Coney Island, Jet Williams. His first Cyclones home run, his seventh of the year, and just like that, we're tied at one in the bottom of the first. That home run from Jet Williams, his first as a member of the Cyclones, giving Brooklyn a tie ball game, one apiece. Stayed that way until the fourth inning. That's when Brooklyn's offense kicked back into gear. Jacob Reimer was hit with the second pitch of the inning to start the rally, but then back-to-back strikeouts of Lugo and DeAndre Smith. Christian Pregent then walked. A wild pitch moved runners to second and third. And then Omar De Los Santos hit a ground ball to short. The throw to first was late and could not be handled by Willems. One run scored on the base hit. A second one scored on the throwing error at short. And Brooklyn had a 3-1 lead. Jet Williams then came up again. He fell behind in the count 0-1, but Jet behind in the count, no problem for the 19-year-old shortstop.
So Reimer and Pregent each tap home as Williams goes the other way, dropping quickly in right field. That's in for a base hit. It gets past the right fielder, De Leon, and De Los Santos gets the wave around third. Throw goes to second. Omar in to score, and it's 4-1 Brooklyn. Jet Williams, second base hit of the day, second RBI of the day, and the Cyclones in firm control here in the fourth.
That RBI double by Jet Williams, our House Potato Chips play of the game. House Potato Chips, New York made and Brooklyn born. The official potato chip of the Brooklyn Cyclones. Aberdeen chipped away some in the seventh. Jordani Ventura, day was over after 6 2/3 innings of one hit, one run ball. But Paul Gervais struggled a tad. Walked the first two batters he faced. And then Jacob Teeter with a 1-1 pitch hit a game or a wrong RBI double to left center field, scored two. Made it a one-run game, 4-3. But Gervais struck out Erison Plasencia to end the seventh. Eli Ankeny came on in the eighth. Gave up a leadoff base hit in the inning to Basayo. But then got the next three in a row on balls that never left the infield. Brooklyn adding a run in the bottom of the eighth. A one-out walk to Reimer. Another free pass to Lugo. And then DeAndre Smith, an RBI single to left, made it 5-3. Ankeny, a 1-2-3 ninth inning to pick up his third save as Brooklyn wins it today by a final of 5-3. Jordani Ventura, third straight win, 6 2/3 innings, one run, one hit, two walks, 10 strikeouts. He has been just insane over his last three starts. A 2.37 ERA and 23 strikeouts to 8 walks, 32% the strikeout rate for the 23-year-old. Trace Bright drops to 1-5. Gave up 4 runs on 6 hits in 4 innings. Walked 2, struck out 9. Safe to Eli Ankeny. 2 scoreless innings. 1 hit, no walks, and a K. Final line score, Aberdeen 3 runs, 3 hits, an error. They left 4. Brooklyn 5 runs, 9 hits, no errors. They left 7. Final time of game this afternoon, 2 hours and 22 minutes in front of a crowd of 2,826. With a look around the out-of-town scoreboards on this Wednesday afternoon, back up from field level and talking to Jet Williams, here's Johnny Gademowitz.
All right, Justin. Yeah, first we'll give you a check around the South Atlantic League. This is the only day game, so everybody else getting going tonight. A bit of an earlier start for Hickory and Asheville. Those two go toe-to-toe at 6:35. Winston-Salem and Rome doing battle in Rome. Greensboro and Greenville at 7:05. Wilmington and Bowling Green, a 7:35 first pitch. And then, of course, the game that Cyclones fans will be keying in on the most, and for good reason, Jersey Shore and Hudson Valley get going at 7:05 from Wappingers Falls and Heritage Financial Field. Now, that is an interesting game, of course, because Jersey Shore and Hudson Valley are right on the heels of Brooklyn for first place in the North Division of the South Atlantic League. The two teams were tied yesterday. Jersey Shore took game one of that six-game set on the road, so you'd figure, ideally, Brooklyn fans would hope for a split there, 3-3, so that neither the Blue Claws nor the Renegades are able to gain that much ground on the Cyclones. That's your check around the South Atlantic League. Not much to check because, well, this is the only game that has started and also finished at that so far today in the SAL. As far as the Mets scoreboard is concerned, Syracuse and Scranton Wilkes-Barre going toe-to-toe at 6:35. Mets and Yankees AAA affiliates get underway at 6:35. Syracuse on the road in Scranton Wilkes-Barre to take on the Rail Riders. Double-A Binghamton. An earlier start today, they were actually, before we got going here, it was an 11 a.m. start for the Rumble Ponies on the road in Somerset, a 4-2 victory. Blade Tidwell earning the win in that contest. Trey McLaughlin, two former 2023 Cyclones, pitching in route to a 4-2 Rumble Ponies win on the road in Somerset. And finally, for Low A St. Lucie, they're just underway. Justin mentioned it earlier. A little bit of an odd 2 p.m. start on a weekday contest in the Florida State League, but St. Lucie and Palm Beach are underway. They're in the bottom of the first, and Palm Beach put up a 3-spot in the top of the first. So the St. Lucie Mets working from behind before they even stepped up to bat against Palm Beach. As far as the majors are concerned, a couple of day games, nothing all too crazy. Cincinnati and Miami currently in the bottom of the sixth, and it is a 3-1 lead for the Reds. Spencer Steer, a home run in that contest. And Milwaukee and Colorado are scoreless after two. Everything else later on today, or this evening, really, I should say. Cubs and Mets get underway at 7:10 from Citi Field. David Peterson against Kyle Hendricks. Beyond that, Rangers and Athletics, an afternoon contest in Oakland, 3:37 first pitch from the Oakland Coliseum. Twins and Tigers tonight from Comerica Park. Cardinals and Rays down in Tampa. Washington and Philadelphia in an NL East battle. Newly acquired Michael Lorenzen making the start for the Phillies. Houston and Baltimore from Camden Yards at 7:05. Good pitching matchup there of Christian Javier against Jack Flaherty, the newly minted Oriole. Braves and Pirates in Pittsburgh. Max Fried towing the rubber for Atlanta this evening. Kansas City visits Fenway. Royals and Red Sox from Boston at 7:10. Blue Jays and Guardians also at 7:10. Yanks are in Chicago taking on the White Sox at 8:10 Eastern Time. Mike Clevinger towing the rubber for Chicago. Luis Severino supposed to start for New York, but still no official starter listed. Aaron Boone saying yesterday that anything on the table as far as today is probable for New York. Giants and Angels from Anaheim at 9:30. Dodgers and D-backs in Arizona. And San Diego and Seattle at 9:40. Yu Darvish going tonight for the Padres. That's your check of the out-of-town scoreboard. With that, we'll kick it back over to my partner, Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. Brooklyn, a 5-3 winner today. Series continues tomorrow night. It'll be an action-packed day at the ballpark. To get your tickets, log on to brooklyncyclones.com. Copa de la Diversión night. Brooklyn will play as Los Jefes de Brooklyn. First 1,500 fans tomorrow will get a Francisco Alvarez El Troll bobblehead. Yes, it is made basically exactly like those old-school troll dolls, except it's a bobblehead. It's a one-of-a-kind collector's item, so come on out tomorrow as a part of that fun and excitement. Mookie Wilson will be here tomorrow, rescheduled from that rained-out game earlier in the month of July. And rumor has it, a certain former Cyclones broadcaster going to be at the ballpark tomorrow as well with an off day for the big league club. So a lot of different reasons to come out to Coney Island tomorrow to see some old faces, see some of the new ones, and have some fun on a Copa de la Diversión Thursday night. That'll do it for us here on this Wednesday afternoon. Brooklyn, a 5-3 winner for everyone with our ownership group at the Brooklyn Baseball Company, including our vice president, Stephen Cohen, general manager, Kevin Mahoney, assistant general manager, Billy Harner, and our entire cast of characters here on Coney Island, including my partner in crime, Johnny Gadamowicz. I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Brooklyn again, your final. The Cyclones 5 and the Ironbirds 3. Hope to have you with us again tomorrow night. But until then, enjoy the rest of your Wednesday afternoon and evening, everybody. So long from Brooklyn.
Thank you for tuning in to this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.